Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling out Grudge Racing.
Check it.
Tony Primetime Boss Bynes and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. Ken Arthur will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexel. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Good evening. This is your part time host, Jay Barnes. Our crew chief is taking a vacation day. He said he will listen in a little bit and he will add some commentary as time go on. But tonight we have a special show. We got a special guest. You know, for y'all that tonight we're going to discuss and talk about with Bill. You know, Bill is the owner of, I'm saying this because Bill got a gun drawn on me, the baddest back half in the world. For the people that disagree with that, he got an open invitation to come to Darlington, Raceway on the April the 6th. But tonight, I just want everybody to know Grudge Inc. is showing love and support to Bill and the Beast and his main man, certified. We're gonna work to get certified on. But also, before I get Bill on, and Bill, if you will, I know I'm give me a few minutes. But Bill, later, if you will take Bill in the private room and see if there's any numbers that he wants you to call, so that we can get him on to help support his show. Later, take him on in the private room now so you can get that information, and to give me time while y'all getting that done, and to give me a chance to talk about a couple of other things that's going on. Y'all do know Atomic Dog show is also April the 6th in Houston, Texas. I know it's a long way to go, but I can promise you it's well worth it to make the trip. You know, Atomic Dog is the, he was awarded the promoter of the 2012 year. His events were super successful in the grudge racing world. He made grudge racing look simple in his approach. It turned out, I think no one could duplicate what he did last year as often as he did. That's what gained him the grudge racer of the year. Not the grudge racer of the year, but the grudge race supporter of the year. Let me just say this one more time. Later, did Bill have anybody that he want to get on before we get to rapping, or is Bill good?
He did need me to get someone on, and I'm working on it now.
All right. Y'all know Bobby Childs. They call him the Body Goat. He's having a big race on April. It's the third weekend in April, or that last weekend in April. The 26th and the 27th is a Friday and a Saturday. My date might be a little off, but he's got big tie action. He's also putting the national top sportsman belt on the line. And I do know at least Boxer Jerome out of Florida is coming up to challenge him on it. He said he's also more than willing to take on other people. But let me get him on. Lady A, I see that you're clear. See, can you get Bobby Childs on? And I see, so that Bobby Childs, because I know this for a fact, y'all, that once Bill and I get going and certified on, it's argument, it's high fuel, high octane from that point on. So I need to try to get some of these people on, before we get a Bill and certified going. The last time, and let me go and say this, the last time a certified came on a Grudge Inc. show, a big clock lit into his ass pretty good. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get him back on, because he might be still a little sore, but we're going to work on it. We wasn't able to get certified, so you can try to get him to, patch yourself up and come on back on. Tell him today it is the Bill, the Beast Certified Show. We're going to talk to who you want to talk to. It's from the Bill and Certified viewpoint. And anybody don't like it, damn it, show up in Bunton and show up in Dalton and do something about it. Hold on, I got to read this in first. Yeah. Also, I was reminded that the number one stunner, Alabama, the Grudge Inc. one-year anniversary race will be in Montgomery on the 19th. More details to come. We'll get started on a little bit later, and try to make that happen, to talk about that. But now, also, I guess one of the things, the fact that today is I see y'all be, everybody put your seatbelts on. Put your seatbelts on. And we're going to jump directly to Hopper Drive. And I was trying to get some of these other guys on, but they ain't quite attentive right now. So the host for the night, I want to make everybody sure that when you come on or when your mic is open, make sure you address the host. The host is the owner of the Beast, Bill. So, Bill, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
All right. Now, let me ask you something. I see you got your wingman certified on. Let me holler at him. Certified, how are you doing this evening?
I'm all right, Jay. How are you?
All right. Certified, you signed a little reserve already. You can relax, certified. You can relax. This is, it's going to be good.
I'm saying I'm around a bunch of women, man. I'm always relaxed.
Okay, you good. You good. Bill, it's your show, baby. I don't supposed to be doing the talking. If you let me know what we need to do, who we need to call. But, Bill, I guess I'm going to try to start you off. What you got going on? Who's coming? Who's the baddest? Bill, let me hear from you first.
Well, we got a back half race in Dawson, April the 6th. We got Blue Magic supposed to be there. We got Mr. Hines, McFadden. We got The Shadow, The Beast, Little Mo. He's trying to make it there. And anybody else with a back half car is welcome to come. And we got a 28-inch race, spend $3,000. Lethal Weapon supposed to be there. Boogeyman, Big Ball Factor, Brian McGee, and whoever else wants to come. That's what we got going on April the 6th down in Dalton. $5,000 back half race and a $3,000 28-inch tire race.
What's
and we got some Cruz races locked in.
That Bill, I just want you to know, as the host, you ain't talking, Bill, on that. And Certified, and I know, me and Certified talk a lot. So, that's the race. Now, this is your show, Bill. This is your show. You got your wingman Certified on. Let us know what you want to know. Certified, where you at? I mean, do I got to start a fight just to get you to talk, Certified?
Yeah, man, I like to fight, man. I ain't got nothing else to talk about. Let's talk about locking some of these packages in. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about who want to race.
Well, all right. The host, is there anybody that you want us to try to get on and see can we lock them in tonight for the April 6th show? Or you got another agenda that you want to talk about?
Yeah, get it. I want to get Blue Magic on the phone. I want to get him on the phone. You got his number?
No, if you got it, Lady A will pull you in and so that we can get him on so that we can try to get him locked in. Do you have it?
Certified, you got his number?
What happened? Certified in the private room. So, bear with him. I see that. Well, everybody in the private room but me. Certified, you back? I mean, Bill, you back? I think she's getting the number now, so we can get Blue Magic on. And if he ain't got it,
Mr.
I can Hyde get it.
And Phil, they locked in. I mean, that's going to be a good race there.
Who is that
and
now?
I hope Mr. Hyde and Phil Schindler.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me ask you a question about that right there. Now, I've seen Phil Schindler's The Shadow car, and I think I truly believe that's an awesome car. I mean, I like it a lot. And I was, I'm going by my way of thinking, and this is solely based on just, I guess, the first time I've seen them run when they came to Macon and they ran the Nightmare. They ran, they ran and whooped the Nightmare. They ran and whooped Lil Mo. And it was somebody else, I can't remember. And I was impressed with the car because I think we can get Blue Max number as soon as Certified come back. Certified, did you give Lady A the number?
Yes, you got it.
Okay. I seen The Shadow in Macon. And let me tell you, now, this is my personal opinion. That day, and I got in trouble over this. I was impressed with not the way that, who drives The Shadow, do you know?
Stevie Jackson drives The Shadow.
Okay, the day they were making, I was impressed with it because I felt personally that they were the best tuners there that day. And what made me say that was, and if you go back to the videos, on that day, Phil Schuler, The Shadow, raced out of the left lane, which was the lane that, folks say that ain't the good lane. But he raced out of the left lane, and each time, each win, if you go back and look at the video, he didn't move 5 feet before he had a three-foot flame out both doors. And to me, I believe, and I watched the other guys, they were more conservative. So I said that he was the best guy that day, and I felt that he was the best tuner that day because I seen the difference of how quick they were getting to the power. Well, you know, that got me in trouble because I said that he was the best tuner. I don't know, you know. But I was speaking from just my personal observation. The man was able to read the track, and I was giving him credit for reading the track, not guessing it. And he put everybody on the trailer. So I've been lacking the car ever since. Now I don't know I met Jekyll and Hyde because two cars I think, and I don't know which is which, but down in Bradenton. I didn't have the time to look and check the car out. But me personally, Bill, which one do you lack out of the two, Bill?
I'm gonna go with Mr. Hyde. That's what I'm with.
Really?
Yes, sir. I think he's gonna kill Phil.
Man, that's saying a lot to me. I hadn't seen Hyde, so I can't really speak on it. You know.
Well, I was watching the video. I was watching the video as part on YouTube the other day, man. And I think he's gonna be too. I think he's gonna be tough this year.
Well, we couldn't get. Lady said that he could not get Blue Magic didn't answer the phone. We'll try him again, but we'll try him again in a little bit. But if you need somebody else on, just let us know. But I was still saying, I got to look at Hyde a little better. If you feeling now, this is a controversial statement that I'm gonna make. But I want you to help me out, Bill, and from a promoter standpoint. You know, give me your insight to this. All right. The back half, if you were ranking, not based on knowing nobody's time, just going on what your gut feel, how would you list the top five? Who would be the top five back half cars in America?
Well, first of all, I'd probably say the Blue Magic car, he's probably one of the top five. Mr. Hyde, and you got Jimmy McFadden, Mr. Texas. You got the Shadow, and all of a sudden you got the Beast.
All right, what about, there's a guy out of Texas? There's a guy out of Texas that's a back half, that the Texas back half champion. Do you know anything about him?
Well, it's kind of a difference. He's got a turbo, but these are all Noxious cars I named out.
Okay. Do you believe that him being a turbo car make him superior? Or just outside of your ring?
I mean, I my personal self, I probably would try, but people got their own opinions.
Okay.
I might would take a gamble and try.
You trying? Well,
I said I might would.
Well, now let me ask you the other question. This is another question. That we get to the back half champion of the world is Lil Mo, and I talked to Lil Mo some time ago, and he said that nobody has attempted to lock him in, and Bill, I noticed that you did not include Lil Mo in the top five. Was that an oversight, or you meant that?
Well, all of somebody stay behind the bushes, you don't never see them out. I mean, you know, you don't never be on trying to lock nobody in. I mean, everybody I named it, they're a race. He's always working on his car. He's been working on it for 2 years.
Well, you do know. Let me make this statement so everybody know. Now, he is still the reigning champ. and being the reigning champ, you know, all somebody got to do is lock him in. I had this personal conversation with him, and I asked him, was he race ready? And he said, if somebody locked him in, he could give them a date in place within the 30-day period, you know, and go to their ass. So, you know, that's one of the things, you know, in the backhand world, just because a man's down, that don't protect him. He can still be locked in, and if he don't answer the bell, he lose the belt.
And also, we got that big South Carolina grudge heat belt when we give away during that day.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's the thing. You got, let me move. We'll come back to that. The Grudge Inc. South Carolina Back Hair Champion will be crowned that day. And the Beast will be one of the contenders. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. I'm coming to get that belt. I want to take that belt back to North Carolina.
you're gonna win the South Carolina belt and take it back to
Yeah, I want to take it back to North Carolina.
Who's in the race that's from South Carolina?
Phil, you got Jimmy Big Sexy in there from South Carolina.
Okay. According to Pro Stock Joe, I like Jimmy too. Now, Pro Stock Joe said that's the baddest man in the lane.
Oh, yeah, Big Sexy, he's a bad man.
And so who else out of South Carolina that may take the belt?
Well, Lil Mo, is he from South Carolina? He's trying to get his car ready, is what I've been hearing. You know, I hope he comes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Certified. If you want to talk, mash the one button for us, because right now you have some background noise, and Lady A closed your mic. But if you want to say something, just hit the one button, and she'll open you back up. She's trying to keep that background noise out. You don't think that the South Carolina back half champion belt is going to stay in South Carolina?
I think it's going to go back to North Carolina.
Now, let me ask you this, Bill. Now, you know, straight up, you know, Big Clark called you out the other day, and I only know what I heard. That's why I'm asking you. Now, I was told that you are truly one of the most feared cars out there, that the Beast is one of the most feared cars. However, but your record don't reflect that. Now, I'm not sure, but I thought I heard that you either 0-3 or 1-3. What is the record for the Beast?
Nobody wants me to be a fight, man. I mean, you know, we try to get a fight all the time, a boxing match. Nobody wants to step up to the plate and give us a boxing match. I think them Texas boys are going to step up to the plate. If they get my feel, I think they're going to step up to the plate.
Jay. I wanted to. Come here. Sorry about that, Bill. You said, who you think going to step up?
I think the Texas boys will step up. I think they got heart. They got a lot of heart in Texas. I think they're going to step up for race if they get by Phil Shuler. If they get by the Shadow, I think they're going to step up and going to take the Beast out the same day, too. To take him out.
Well, in this, and I know that there's a love and hate relationship between yourself, Certified, and hold on, Certified got something to say. Certified, you raise your hand. You got something you want to say?
Yeah, I was gonna tell you, since you said Lil Mo said ain't nobody challenge him and he could get ready, you know, whenever somebody challenged him, I think you might as well get him on the phone, man, so we can get that on out the way, man. If that's all that's holding him up.
Well, now, it was a lie. It's a lie he told me. I asked him, was he race ready? You know, you can't hold a belt if you ain't race ready. And he said to me that, you know, he always ticking with the car, but if someone locked him in, that he would, you know, be able to meet the obligations of the belt.
Well, I'm going to say that Little Mo knows that we waited for him. He told us that he was going to be ready for March 9th for Mike Race, but he wasn't there. So since that date came and went, I let him live last time because I wasn't interested in the belt. I want him. So since he's saying now to you, like he got his little confidence back, saying all he needs is a challenge, I think we need to go ahead on and make that challenge so we can get this on out the way.
Well, the first and foremost is about Grudge Racing. And when it's about Grudge Racing, the belt is just accolade to follow the Grudge Race, you know.
Exactly. That's why I said, when he was down before, they tried to get me to challenge him, you know, to put some pressure on him, you know, just, you know, to use the belt against him just to make him race. And, you know, and I told him then, you know, like, my interest is not really the belt. My interest is him. He is supposed to be, or let me say he used to be, the baddest back half in the land. So, of course, we want him if we're looking for that same title. I mean, so we definitely want to see him. So if he just told you recently all he needed is a challenge to get ready and he'll give up the date, I think you need to get him on the phone right now and let's set this challenge so he can make this date and we can get this on out the way and see him really the baddest back half.
Well, I mean, and that's one thing. He is, and we're going to try to get him on. He is recognized as the baddest back half in America. He has the back half belt to signify, to certify that he is. So is one, you know, they go hand in hand.
A little bit off, it's just like this one. It's close, but it ain't right. Well, listen, man, enough of us talking, man. You need to get that man on the phone so we can get this all locked in so we can get us a date, you know?
All right, well, bear with me. Bear with me.
I think Mr. Hyde is looking for him, too.
Well, I mean, you know, the one way to determine when a man is identified as the champ, when you lock him in, he got the race. I mean, you know, that's just the rules of the game.
Jay, let me ask you a question. Who do you think the baddest man is on 28th? Your personal opinion.
Ooh, whoa. The baddest man on 28th, I say, falls between the white boys and Lo. And because the white boys have been supreme so long, I have to go with them just because their record is, you know, of consistency is longer. Big Low have been extremely, here recently. Big Low won 29-inch race on 28th. So that's very impressive. So those are definitely number one and number two. And for the moment, I'm going to say that, hold on. Okay, well, those are number one and number two. Now, which one actually is number one and which one is actually number two, you know, that's where, you know, we know in the past, I know something else you said. I'm sorry. And, you know, you also said, the 28th champ. You didn't make it specific to G-Bodies. So that would include some other people. I got to go with, I'm still going by fact, Big Ball being the most feared car on 28th in 2009, you know, but on a given day, you know, the white boy beat him. And so, that being said, I'm gonna stand with the race that happened.
Hey, I had a man call me the other day, Jay, Brian McGee. He said, "Billy," he said, "man, go ahead and put my name on that money." He said, "'cause I'm taking that money back home with me." He said, "Anybody coming on 28th?" He said he killing everybody in the gates that day. He said, "Go ahead when I pull in the gate, go ahead and give me that $3,000." That's what Brian McGee called and told me. I said, what about Lethal Weapon? He said, man, he said, who is that?
Wait a minute. Lethal Weapon said what?
Brian McGee asked me who was Lethal Weapon.
Well, hold on. I'm lost again. Now, let me get back on page. Oh, God. Let me get back on page. Now, Brian McGee in the past have been a car that, you know, everybody hail as supreme. Do he run on 28s or 29s?
He got 28s or 29s.
He can run either one. Now, yeah. I do know, you know, now I don't know Brian McGee personally, and I have to go by what people tell me. Now, what I was told, when he make the trip, he the baddest man in the land. Second, he'll be only behind the old Steven Jackson car, you know. Now, but that was the thing that I was told, that his shortcoming is. That's the thing that I was told, that when he make the trip, you know, he's hellacious. But the likelihood of making the trip is another issue. Now, I don't know that to be true. I'm just telling you what, you know, how the information come to me. Now, is that true or not true? I can't verify one way or the other.
Bill, he is bad. Yeah, he's a bad man. Yeah,
Lethal Weapon's bad. And Lethal Weapon, but now Brian McGee is a Mustang. Lethal Weapon, is he a Mustang? He done changed to a Mustang, or is he running something different? A G-body?
He got a G-body car. He got on 28s, too.
And so, now I didn't think that was, if you just asking me, I didn't think Brian McGee and Lethal Weapon G-Body would be, you know, to me now, and not knowing nothing, but I would think that, you know, I would, off of statistics, go with Brian McGee. You know, one is a Mustang over a G-Body. You know, two, Lethal Weapon been having, trouble getting down the track. You know, with chassis issues. So are you saying now that Lethal Weapon is on point and can jump to the level of Brian McGee?
You know, I think he'd give everybody a good shot for anything. I mean, I think he's ready to kill everybody this year.
So right now, between me and you, would you bet I'll take Brian McGee for $500? They're gonna be in Darlington on the 6th.
Yeah, they're going to be there to six.
And has a race, anything been locked in yet?
No, they really have locked in. They're going to get the shootout.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you. I'm going to see where you stand. I got 500 on Brian McGee. Are you going to take that bet?
Yeah, I'll take that bet, friend.
Okay. Now I'm scared. I thought I was bluffing you.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Huh?
I think Doo-Doo's on his game this year. He Doo-Doo's back. He's ready to start killing everybody again like he used to back when he was in Boogeyman's car.
Hey, listen. I got all the faith in the world in Doo-Doo. All the faith in the world. You know, I mean, I don't think Lethal Weapon had no issues with the driver. You know, I ain't never seen no issues. I haven't seen no time. I know. I think they may have had some chassis issues or some different types of snow. I ain't never seen nothing that I would say that they had a driver issue. I think Doo-Doo is, if I was naming top five drivers, you know, he would be in the top five. So I ain't gonna never say that. Certified. I'm not used to certified being so quiet, you know. Certified, you there?
Yeah, man, I got my phone on you.
certified. Tonight, we're talking about Darlington and the back half shootout, sponsored by Bill and the Beast. And I can't get you to speak up. I mean, let me get Bill. Give me some more of your supporters, cause I need some more of your supporters. Matter of fact, certified did tell me to get. Let me get that certified. I dropped the ball on that. Give me 1 second here. But you told me to put.
Yeah, you playing games and you was about to start talking shit. See, get on your job. All right, do what I told you to do.
It came back to my mind. Hold on,
All right.
So everybody that's out there that know Little Mo, we're trying to reach Little Mo, so that way the Beast want to talk to him. So if you want to talk, if you want to answer the call, it's coming. If you don't want to answer, give me the dollar call. We've been a call from the show. Hold on, while I put this in. But while I'm putting this number in, where do the Nightmare rank nationally, in your opinion, Bill?
This is 12. That one was a 16. These
are 12.
They're 12 and 2 long. He was
shaved. Is that Bill?
You
can have some. Okay. Yeah. Hello?
You.
Bill, that's you?
What happened?
I don't know. Some kind of way, Lady A might have put us in with somebody else. I don't know what happened at that point. I'm trying to get, we're reaching out to Lil Mo, and I want, this back at, there's some big time action that needs to happen, and Certified made a good point, but one way to correct this is to get him on the.
Jay, we got some people coming in from Chicago with back half cars. We got people coming in from Texas, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina. Man, it's going to be going on that day there.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I got to see it. I mean, I want to see the baddest back half, not only. The baddest back half belt going to be given away or earned. But I want to see, I believe, that the national back half, will be there also. So, Lady A, if you would try to get a little more on for me, and you see his number there. I can guarantee you 100% certified. The people listening have already called him more, and he knows. Know that a call is coming, so we'll know it a little bit. But now let me clear up something for you, certified.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what this boy doing. I'm going all over the place. Bill, the best thing to do is to pick a DP man, and the one I recommend is Willie Dawg, and put $500 in his hand, and the clock start ticking. There's no option when you count. The only option is where and when within 30 days.
Listen to me, Jay. We could have did that a long time ago, and he would just forfeit the belt. We don't want the belt on the forfeit. We want to tear him a new asshole. So I understand that. So we ain't really just trying to put no pressure on him just so he could get rid of the belt. We want him to come and race. So we ain't trying to put no pressure, give up the belt, because at the end of the day, that's all he's going to end up doing is giving up the belt. If he wants to race, he's going to race. So that's what I want to get to the bottom of. I want to race. I'm not really concerned with that belt. He can get a belt to somebody else. That don't make the baddest back half. We need to whoop him to prove that we're the baddest back half. So that's what we want to do. We don't want him to just hand over the belt.
Well, see, you keep doing something, don't if the belt is not an issue, then let's not talk about the issue. Let's not talk about the belt. The thing is, lock the man in. He said
exactly.
He said he's ready and willing. So
that's why
now,
I told you to get him on the phone. Like, listen to me. Like, we had this conversation with him a couple of months ago where he said, you know, because, you know, a couple of people tried to get us to put pressure on him about the belt. He said, if y'all want the belt, come and get it. He don't care about the belt. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to use no belt pressure to try to get him to race. I just want him to race. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, oh, give you 45 days, you got to give up the belt. Like, we could care less about the belt. I want him to get his swagger back and come on out here and play with us, man. That's all. You've been waiting on him for a long time.
Well, this, he did answer, but he's tied up. He's at a family event. So tomorrow, either later on tonight, we might can get him, but he's at a family event, and he's not able to talk at the moment. But so he will.
I'm going to tell you this one thing, Jay. Every time when it comes to Little Mo and that beast, he always at an event or the car hurt or something wrong. You know, if it was somebody else calling, you know, he would have had a good hour for you to handle whatever business y'all needed him to handle. But once he heard about that beast was involved in this situation, yeah, he's tied up. He ain't got no time for that like that.
Well, Certified, now, let me tell you, Certified. Now, all right. See, you're talking out of both sides, Certified. Let me tell you why. The man has said that he's going to, that he's a champ, and if somebody lock him in, he's going to meet the 30-day rule. But you
listen,
keep,
man, I don't care what
man
that man
hold
said.
Hold on,
stop you right there. Listen to me now, because I'm telling you that we already been down this road, all right? We already challenged him for the belt. And you know what his response was? Come and get it. You can have it. So all that shit he telling you is bullshit, Jay. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't believe that bullshit he telling you. I'm telling you the truth. We done put him down this road already. And his response was, if y'all want the belt, you can have it. All right? That belt was not putting no pressure on him to make him come out no quicker. So all that shit he telling you, Jay, is bullshit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We've been down that road already.
All right. Now, Certified, now, bear with me for a minute. Okay?
I'm listening.
Certified. If you're saying what you say, now, the point is this, Certified. There's a rule in place, and we ain't talking about no fucking belt. His position is the baddest back half in the world, and according to that, he got 30 days to lock that shit in. So stop worrying about the belt. Lock his ass in, and then if he don't race, you ain't got to walk down and pick up the belt. Everybody say, well, he ain't the back half shit no more, and we'll be looking for one.
All right, listen, Jay, I'm totally with it, and I'm giving you authorization. You ain't got to wait and talk to Bill. You don't got to wait and talk to me. If you ever get Little Mo on the phone, lock him in, okay? That's the main reason we've been waiting on. You ain't got to ask nobody about that. Lock him in on site whenever you get a chance, and I'm guaranteeing you he's not going to lock in. So all that bullshit he's telling you, Jay, I'm just trying to let you know something that's bullshit. He don't want that problem, but he's not going to admit it, and he's not going to come out until he's ready. So, like, I don't really want to put no pressure on him and try to make him come out when he's not ready, because then that's just another excuse. I want to leave him alone. Let him come out when he's ready, when he think he's ready to come dance, and we're going to sway him. That's what I'm saying. He don't want this problem, I guarantee you. Like, he's going to be real political and try to act like it's this and that. But like I say, we done been down that road to try to lock him in to a race to get him to come out. We tried to use the belt to put him under pressure to make him race. He said, come and get the belt. He don't care nothing about that belt. So, like I'm telling you, if you stand that he's ready now, lock him in. If he ain't getting on the phone right now because he know we here waiting, you catch him one day by yourself and lock him in, please.
No, look now. Certified. Okay, that's your way. Now, I'm saying that's your way, Certified, and that's cool. You can wait to whenever. That's cool. Now, he is still right now back half champion in the world. Now, what I'm saying is, damn the belt. Can you or either Bill get $500 to Willie Dawes tomorrow and let all the excuses start and then move on? That ends that. at that point, it ain't no more he say, she say. We ain't talking about no damn belt. We talking about racing. It ain't no more he say and she say at that point. At that point, if he don't do nothing, then you have proved what you say. Right now, you just making an accusation against a man.
Listen, everything that I'm saying is true, and he'll confirm it, though. Like, I'm not the type of person, I'm not going to get on his radio and say somebody said something that they could come back and rebuttal me and say that I was wrong. Like, this is an honest conversation that me and him had, and it was over the radio, and him and J-Dub, matter of fact, J-Dub was getting at him on the internet, and on the internet, he posted, y'all can come and get this belt. He don't care nothing about it. He not planning on racing. So like I say, when he's ready, he's going to come. All of that trying to put pressure on him about that belt, all he's going to do is say, come and get the belt. But listen to me, Jay, I'm willing to do whatever. So whatever you think of work, I'm with it. I'm with whatever to get him to race. I don't care what method we got to use to get him to race. I just want him to race.
And the only reason, you know, the only reason I'm saying this is because you identified Lil Mo. I thought that Lil Mo was the number one back half. And Bill did not name him in the top five. And so that's what made me ask. Then y'all say y'all want to race. And I tell you, look, I know I ain't got no reason to lie on him either. You know, he told me, hell, if somebody's trying to lock him in, he could be race ready. That's no problem. And I mean, I will.
And I'm telling you, Jay, that he was telling you some bullshit, Jay. And listen, Jay, when he tried to come at you again like that and tell you that bullshit, say, okay, well, the Beast gave me authority to lock in, so you lock in right now. Let's get this on done. And watch the other excuses come. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's always an excuse, so I'm really kind of tired of, you know, running after him and trying to make him race. And, like, I know Lil Mo, once he's ready, he's going to come on his own. He's going to be looking for us. He know he's not ready right now. He know he don't want that problem right now. So until he's ready, you know, I'm willing to leave him alone. Like, I don't care about no titles, you know. So, like, I know who got the baddest back half, and I'm willing to prove it with finance, you know what I mean? So whoever thinks different, you know, they can lock us in, you know what I mean? So I'm not concerned with Lil Mo's title because he got that. He earned that. He deserved it. He was the baddest man in back half game for a long time. But, you know, that time just expired, man. Every good thing comes to an end.
Well, then, if you don't want to lock him in, I'm going to leave it alone. I just don't want nobody to say that, you know, if somebody followed the rules, it would be enforced. But you are choosing, certified, not to lock him in, and we ain't got to talk about it no more, and we can move
Listen
on.
Listen to me. No, no, no. That ain't what I'm choosing. What I told you is I'm willing to do anything, whatever, to get him to race. But what I'm trying to tell you is I done tried that rule shit already, and it didn't work. The man told us to come and get the belt. He's not going to race until he's ready to race. So what I'm saying is we can try it again just for so you can see what I know already. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, let's get it. I don't mind. You know, we ain't going to do nothing, but he ain't going to say he ain't going to race. Or he going to tell you to come and get the belt. So, but hey, let's get it. Lock him in. Let's get the 30 days. I'll get the money to dog tomorrow or the next day at the latest. Or, matter of fact, I'd probably call Tony B and tell him to get to him tonight. That's a small thing. You know what I mean? And we can get that all started. But I'm guaranteeing you, like I told you the first time, he's not going to race until he's ready to race. There's nothing we can do. That belt don't mean that much to him to put that much pressure on him to make him come out of race when he's not ready. He's no, he's not ready right now.
Well, this is
not enough. He knows he's not fast enough.
I'm going back to this. If let me ask you a question. If I had 10 people who were complaining that you won't race, and they never locked you in, if they never put the money in a DP man's hand, but they always saying that you won't race, how am I going to know who's in the truth?
Like, no, Jay, listen to me. I totally feel you. But, like, if me and you know the truth, you can tell the world whatever you want, Jay. Me and you know the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Lil Mo know the truth. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm not concerned, you know, with the public think and the public's perception. But listen to me, Jay. I'm willing to lock him in. Like, please lock him in, Jay. If you think that'll work, let's do it. Whatever you think will work, you got to get Lil Mo to come out and play because we need him in the grudge game. And not us. There's a lot of other back-ass calls out here that we need him to play with, too. So if we can get him out and come on to play with us, Jay, I'm willing to do whatever. So whatever suggestions you got, if you think it'll work, I'm with it. I'm with you all the way.
Well, this is the one thing. I'm not calling out Lil Mo. But let me say this.
I'm calling him out. I'm calling him out. No, no.
If
you said it didn't work,
I'm
calling him
out. If you ain't going to call him out, we need to move on. And the way to call
him,
it's called a lock-in. It's called a lock-in.
Listen to me, Jay. All right, just understand. You still misunderstanding me, Jay. What I'm saying is I done been down this road with this man already, and I know pretty much the outcome of it. But you said that he recently told you that he was ready and all he needed was a challenge. So maybe he done changed his opinion or his situation since the last time I talked to him. So if you think that he's ready now, let's get the lock on there. I'm just telling you what my experience was with him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, certified, I'm sure he's getting ready, man. He might be at the show, you know.
I hope he comes.
I hope he comes and, you know, comes to put a good show on because a lot of fans miss him out there. A lot of people
I hope he do come back.
And we ain't trying to be that.
And if you think that'll work,
Jay, we just want to get people out the race.
That's what I'm telling Jay. Like, Jay, if you think that'll work, let's make it happen.
I think Lil Mo, you know, is still recognized justifiably as the baddest back half in America.
Oh, man, he got more fans than Jimmy Swagger do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loves Lil Mo. Hell, I like him. He's a bad man.
Yeah. And so, I mean.
He just hasn't been out in a while, man. People want to see him come out. And, you know, a lot of people like Lil Mo. Hell, I like him. He's a good fella.
I do, too.
I'm sure Big Sexy likes him because, you know, I'm sure he'd love to see him, too. Jekyll Hyde would love to see him.
Let's leave a little more long because we don't want to buy back with chicken a little more. I was just trying to clear up the fact that Lil Mo, you know, I can only go by what Lil Mo told me, and he told me that he was great friend. So,
he might be ready, you know what I'm saying? He might be down there April 6th and kill everybody in the fucking building that day with a back half car. You know, there ain't no telling why he's got up his sleeve. He's been gone for a long time for some reason.
That's why I say when he's ready, he's coming. Like, we ain't going to have to look for him when he's ready. We only looking for him now because he ain't ready right now. When he's ready, he got to be looking for us. I know this.
I know one man's ready. He's ready. That fucking Shadow. Damn. That boy said he looks good down yonder. Like, scared me away.
Who is that?
The Shadow.
Oh, Shadow. Now, let me show you this. I thought for sure at the NGRA race in Jackson, I thought for sure the Shadow was going to leave out of there with the belt. And, you know, just because I just think that, you know, I personally think the car is sad. And Lil Mo came out. You know, I heard that same
but see,
call.
Know what, Jay? Hold up, Jay. That's because you don't know Lil Mo. Like, I bet it was Lil Mo that day. I know Lil Mo wasn't going to let that man beat him two times in a row. So you don't know Lil Mo that good. That's why I'm not really worried about him. I know when Lil Mo is ready to race, he going to be looking for us. So I ain't worried about him right now. When he come on to play, we going to bust his head to the white meat. But, you know, I ain't going to put no pressure on him, though, because I know how he is. And Lil Mo, I knew he wasn't going to let that man beat him two times in a row.
Well,
I don't want to start no Lil Mo trouble. Putting that belt pressure on him and make him come and play, let's do it. Let's go ahead on and get the lock in there to get him to come and play. Anything it takes to get him to come out is what I'm willing to do. Whatever it takes.
So, Jay, the same thing goes with the South Carolina belt. Once somebody gets that belt, if somebody locks you in 30 days, they got to come and you want them to come to race, right?
Yeah. That's the only way you can defend the belt is to, the belt is meant only to help bring action, not to belittle nobody, it's just supposed to help bring action. And so, you know, that's what we're trying to do. That's all.
Like, if Luda Moore was up and running, then, you know, we could use that against him. But his car is down, so that's not going to really, you know, it's not going to help. All that's going to do is make him give up the belt, you know what I mean? So I'm not concerned with that.
Luda Moore's car is not down.
Well, tell him to come on and lock this shit in then, because like, well, he told me he wasn't ready. So if you tell him he's ready now, let's lock his ass on in then.
No. Let me tell you, because when Lil Mo, and I had a conversation, I asked him that question. Lil Mo, you can't be a champ and can't fight. And he told me, you know, I can fight. You know, nobody locked me in. So, I mean, I have to go with
what he's saying. All right, so I'm going to tell you what then, Jay. The next time you get him on the phone, you go ahead on and lock him in. And, you go ahead on and lock him in if he say he's ready. Because we already, and we waiting for him and we looking for him. So if he's ready, lock him in. Jay, tell him come on out and play.
Now, what I got to do.
Yeah.
I want to leave a little more alone. And if y'all want to raise a little more, you don't talk about it, you lock him in. That's how you treat a champ. When you talk to a champ, you don't have to get
him. You got to respect the champ, man.
Yeah, that's how you lock him in.
Yeah.
You respect him by locking him in. Not
that's
have
right.
a conversation with him.
All right.
I'm sure that other people wants to run them sides us too, so, you know. He might not want us to mess his hustle up. I've heard that shit before. Hey, man, I don't want to run the beast, man. I don't want y'all to mess my hustle up.
Well, I want to leave a little more alone because I don't want nobody to misconstrue. I just want to make sure a little more is a champ, and the way you race the champ, you lock him in. You don't have a conversation with him. We had the same issue when the Gangsta Boo, they kept talking about the Gangsta Boo said he won't do this. The Gangsta Boo said, and the man said, had nobody locked me in. Stop talking and lock in. So that being said, I got to defend Lamar on this. He said nobody has locked him in. Everybody want to call and talk. So I'm standing with Lamar. Let's move on to something else. Let's talk about somebody else.
All right, but before we move on, I'm going to reiterate again because you act like you're all the comprehension sometimes. I'm telling you, all that shit he said to you, that shit sound good, Jay. And I'm telling you, if you catch him again, he ain't going to answer the phone right now because he's listening. He knows he's listening to every word. Believe me when I tell you, I know the man well, all right? Now, when you get him on the phone again and he think we ain't around and you bring that shit up again, say, okay, the beast said lock in 1,000 or whatever right now just so we can get this on started and see what story he gave you after that, Jay. That's all I'm saying.
I can't do that because all you got to do is put $500 in Willie Dawg's hand, and that story is over. We ain't got to talk about it.
All right, no, Jay, I'm going to show you something, Jay. You know what, Jay? Just because you said that, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to get that to Willie Dawg tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Thursday? By the time Pro Stock Joe show come on tomorrow, Willie Dawg will have that money, and we see if we can get a little more in to checks to accept that challenge tomorrow.
Well, then it ain't no talk. It's a done deal. You know, at that point, it's a done deal. So let's move on until Dawg acknowledge that he got the money. It ain't no use in us talking about it.
All right, who in Grudge Inc. wants some? How about that? Let's talk about that, Jay. Let's talk about who in Grudge Inc. wants some of this beast.
We got I'm trying to think if we make it by the 6. We can't make it by the 6, though. But let me tell you, we're going to run.
No, I know Big Clark ain't ready yet. I ain't talking about Big Clark. He's not ready. When he gets ready, he's going to be coming. I'm talking about who
who else y'all got in y'all whole camp. Y'all got motherfuckers in 49 states. I know y'all got somebody that want to do something.
The only thing that we got close to ready right now, you know, everybody know that the beast is a bad thing. Everybody, I acknowledge it. I acknowledge that the beast is a fear call. Let me change that. It's a fear call. Now, I was told, I don't know this, I was told that it's fear, but the record is 0-3, or 1-3, I ain't sure. Now,
yeah, but, no way, I'm going to tell you this, since you want to keep throwing that in the way, yeah, it is like that. We got more losses than we got wins. But know what? Yeah. That's when we were still working the car out. We shouldn't have raced none of them races we did race. But know what? The car has worked out now. We like anybody with four wheels, bro. We ain't got to be no back half, pro mods, cheap bodies, stock suspension Mustang. If they got four wheels, we can make a race. We'll give some, we'll take some. I've been saying that all week, and I mean it. So what I'm telling you is, and plus since your little Grudge Inc. faggots is on the phone, I know they're listening, I want to make a challenge to anybody in Grudge Inc. Anybody in Grudge Inc., we can make some type of race. Because, you know, they did some faggot shit to me the other day, Jay. Ain't like that shit. Hey, we talked about the phone and start running their jibs. You know, that's shit women do, so I don't respect it. So now I want to kill some of their ass now.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, Certified, and you can call me your chest, but no. Certified, we ain't got no damn back half that's running, you know, and if they do, but now look at this.
I'm saying, y'all got some
car race.
It ain't got to be a back half. Call out one of y'all pro mod boys, tell them to give us a little song, man, so we can dance, man. Ain't no back half. I know y'all ain't really got much back half. But, you know, like,
but
it seems like, you know what, hold on. Know what, though, Jay, really, honestly, though, I don't really know what car I got besides Big Low. Like, I don't know if nobody in Gunner ain't that race besides Big Low. Like, what other cars y'all have, man? Who else racing in Gunner's thing? That's kind of wondering about that.
Sir, the question that you're asking, people on the East Coast, and I ain't going to say the whole East Coast, certain people on the East Coast, certain people, they want to bottleneck Grudge. Listen, we are a racing organization that represents people across the nation. We're not, you know, this is not no sad boys club where we go stand around and smoke cigarettes and feel alive on each other. It's a sanctioning body, and our goal is to promote Grudge racing across America and to make Grudge tracks more acceptable to Grudge racers. See, it's certain people on East Coast that try to make us something that we're not.
So y'all not really no bunch of Grudge racers. Y'all just a body promoting Grudge racing. Okay, I got you.
Check this out now. Within that body, they're Grudge racers. That's what makes it up. You see what I'm saying? That's what makes up the body. Now, so when you make a statement like, who in Grudge Inc., hell, you, I'm, every time I go somewhere and try to promote Grudge racing, I'm representing you. I'm representing Bill. I'm representing all these damn folks out here who try to bottleneck up, trying to get Grudge racing elevated. So when you say who in, hell, the one that's in is in, the one that's out is in, because we fight for everybody. Since you said that, Certified, do you not realize that we have highlighted Grudge racing in places that you ain't never heard of, that we have brought to the forefront, people you ain't never heard of?
Let me say this, Jay, because you know this already. Maybe the public might not know. You know, I love you, man. I love everything you stand for, everything you're trying to do.
Sir,
yeah, can you hear me?
Your phone is chopping.
All right, can you hear me now?
It's a little better. Yeah, it's a little better.
All right, listen, Jay, for the world to know, you already know I love you, brother. I love everything that you're trying to do, all right? But I think you got a bunch of women around you, man. You know, we've had this conversation before. I mean, there's a bunch of women in this racing thing, period. And I said, we already know that. And I just hope men just kick the women out of them, man. Like, just when you see one of your partners again next time, man, acting like a woman, just grab him by both his shoulders and just shake his ass. Say, bitch, get that nigga, bitch, just get it on. Just get it on. You got a whole bunch of women running around their chest, man. You know what I mean? So tell them, dude, get the women out of them, man, and be men, man, and we have a whole much better organization and everybody be happy. It wouldn't be so much nonsense going on. It'd be more racing going on. Tell them, dudes, grow some nuts, man, and lock something in, man. That's what I'm saying, Jay.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, Certified, and I agree with you 100%. That is a system. Do you realize, Certified, that not too long ago, we thought Big Tie Action had died? It was so hard to get anybody to race. And that, you know, and we still had it, when I'm saying we, meaning grudge racing promoters as a whole, it's still hard to get a grudge promoter race together. So when you say there are women in it, it's not something just grudge in. It's a systematic thing. And that what we have to do is what we have done, is keep pushing, try to put key little things in place that will help people race, that will help people, you know. Sometimes the belts have helped. Sometimes the belts have hurt. You know, I mean, different little things. And you know, the fact is, you know, I'm glad to know that, like I said, that the beast is up and running. I'm even glad, not for y'all's sake, that y'all are, it was a little disappointing now, to tell you the truth. It was a little disappointing. I think when it was in Bradenton, because I had on my B-shirt.
See, Jay, check it out. Hold on, Jay. Before you go on, JC. Now, I was trying to ruffle your partner's feathers, man. They ain't want to ruffle your feathers, Jay. I know you was going to stand up. I was hoping some of the rest of your buddies was going to stand up. You know, say they want to race. Like, it's nothing personal, Jay. It's all about getting somebody to lock in a race and force some action. You know, say, you know, as a black man, you know, I love you to death, Jay. And you know, I'm down with you to an extent. But, you know, your boy.
No. You down with me, period. It ain't no extent. Hell, if I'm down, you down. Angle that you had that damn out.
Nah, you know how we rock, though, Jay. It is what it is.
But let me, Certified. Today,
yeah,
we're talking about, and we're trying to promote the race. Grudge Inc. is trying to promote a friend, Bill is certified in the Beast, in the event that they're having at Darlington. And so, what can we do? Who can we talk to help promote that event tonight?
I don't know, man. It seems like it's turning out pretty good. We got the Shadow and Mr. Hyde locked in already. You know what I'm saying? The back half race is already going to be crazy. You know, I think if whoever wins out of that Shadow and Mr. Hyde race, I'm pretty sure they're going to feel confident enough to try to beat on that day. So that's going to be good. You know, the show's going to be pretty good. Like, I don't really know who we can call tonight like that, you know, to make it better, or somebody we can get on the line. But,
Certified, that phone you got is chopping up something. Sound like you're in a helicopter.
Yeah, I can tell.
I think it's everybody's phone, because I hear you was breaking up too.
Okay, well, you're
yeah, you sound a little choppy too, Jay.
I was
inside a store, though. Do I sound better now? I just stepped outside, am I still choppy?
Yeah, you still choppy.
Anybody in the world is welcome to come with 20 acres on the car to get some of that money. And anybody with a back half car is welcome to come. You know, we're giving away $5,000 in the back half race. We're giving away $3,000 in the 28-inch race.
Oh, shit.
All notches, no wheelie bars. You know, if anybody wants to come in and try to get that money, you're welcome to come.
I guarantee you.
You come in the gate that day, you're going to get a good show put on for you.
Now, this is a question. Now, I ain't trying to start no trouble, Certified, but these are people that will be at Arlington, and I really want to get this on video. And I'm okay. Bill, you got to close your ears, because I talk dirty to Certified. Why you won't lock the shadow in, certified?
Hey,
hello?
Hey, man.
Hello?
You better off.
Hello?
Hold on. They don't know.
I think it's on
the
computer. I think it's on the computer. Did something happen? Certified. Is your mic open? Certified.
Oh, don't even try. You know I'm right here. You don't even try. Because at the end of the day, the better question is, you better get Phil on the phone and ask him why he won't lock the beef in. Because I've been trying to lock him in since the race started, too. He doesn't lock Mr. Todd in, but he won't lock that beef in. I've been on his ass, too.
So you saying tonight that the shadow, Phil,
hello, is anybody there? I don't hear nothing.
Somebody pulled the mic up. Are you saying on live at night that Phil Shula and the Shadow will not lock in with the Beast?
They will not lock in the Beast. And to double confirm it, you can get him on the phone and talk to Locker Man right now. I mean, you know one thing about me, though, Jay? Hold up, Jay. One thing about me, Jay, I ain't going to never get on the radio and make a public statement that I don't have some type of proof or some type of backing, bro. Like, I'm not going to get on here and make myself look like a fool and say, oh, acting like a bear, and then the man call 5 minutes later and say, hey, I'll lock you in right now. And, you know, I hope you do something like that right now and try to make me look bad. But, yeah, we've been trying to lock him in. I mean, think about it, man. We've been trying to lock him in since we came out with the car. The 2 times that we lined up, we tried to lock him in then, and he wouldn't bet a quarter. Okay, well, we raced him in Brains, and he wouldn't bet a quarter. We raced him in Jackson, he wouldn't bet a quarter. All right? So you talk to him about not locking in. We are willing and ready and able to lock in anybody with four wheels right now, bro. We ain't just looking for back half cars. Anybody with four wheels, this is Grudge Racing, any two cars can race. We just want some action. We got a bad record because nobody won't try us, bro. We want to race. We just can't make nobody race.
Well, I mean, I that's one of the things, I got to go back to Lil Mo. That's one of the things Lil Mo have said, too, that he can't get nobody locking in. Now, I mean, he ain't just been saying that a lot lately, but, you know, that's why he have basically went unchallenged for a long time and almost, you know, but people just ain't locking in no more. For some reason, you know, that's why I applaud Bill for putting on this back half race and putting some money up on the game and it'll get a good turnout. So that's, I mean, you know, I can't wait to see it. I still say, I'm going to say this, in the absence of Big Claw and Nod, if the way I seen it, the last people I seen win was, I seen the Shadow win. I seen that with my own eyes. I seen them put out. Lil Mo. I seen them put out the Nightmare, and I seen them put out somebody else. And then I didn't see Lil Mo win, but Lil Mo won the back of the race that the NDRA had. So those are the two people that have shown. You know, by showing up and showing out that they are, you know, number one and number two, whichever way you want to put them. Now, first of all, who is y'all racing Brazen?
Race Phil.
But hell, I got to go with Phil again. What happened, certified?
Chris went red.
You weren't ready?
No, Chris went red.
Oh, he went red. Okay.
Yeah.
Who drive the Beast?
Chris Klein.
No, I never met the gentleman, but is that something he do frequently, or is that just an accident?
No, that really, really does it. Very rarely. But hey, I can't be mad at him. He won a 001 red that week, but the week before that, when we put Space on the Shadow, I think he won the 002 green, so, you know, I can't get out of it.
So, y'all, the week before that, y'all beat the Shadow?
about 2 weeks before that, we put Space on the shadow. You ain't seen the video?
Hey, Jay, you don't know Chris. You know,
Jay be starting to lie, Bill. Don't let him fool you with that bullshit. He knows exactly who Chris is.
He drives that missile
for the OJs. The one they had to get a permit to run it. And actually, they launched it at some of y'all married it to you.
You talking about? Oh, so he drives for the OJs, and what it is, I was just told the other night, OJs won't race either. So is he getting any practice at all?
Yeah, they are. They actually racing the weekend.
They racing this weekend coming up.
Yeah. The OJs is racing. They down in what's that name?
In Darlington?
No, they in Darlington. They in Trey. What's the name of that track? They racing that weekend.
Out of Banks.
Now, for some reason, every time, I don't think I've never met Chris Klein. Now, I've heard his name a lot. But now, in my crazy way of thinking, when people say Chris Klein, for some reason, I think about Calvin Klein. And seriously, every time somebody says Chris Klein, my mind registers Calvin Klein. And that's as far, as I have gotten. I hadn't had a chance, and I've heard some very good things about it. I really have heard some excellent. Matter of fact, I ain't never heard nothing bad. But I haven't met him. I just hadn't met him. And I'm not that familiar with him. I may have met him inadvertently, but not enough where I can recognize him. But I have always heard good things about his name, about him. Period. But now let me ask you a question: who is a better driver between Calvin Klein and
Chris Klein? Man.
I mean Chris Klein. I'm sorry. Hey, listen, I get fucked up. Everybody gonna blame me like I'm picking on a man. I am sorry. I'm not trying to make no joke about Chris Klein. So God damn, folks jump on my shit too quick. What's Big Claw's driver name? Joe Marino? Is it Marino?
Yeah, Jimmy Marino.
Yeah, you'll put me up on that. Now, see, Joe Marino is a football player. But Jimmy Marino and Calvin Klein. Now, Chris Klein. Jimmy Marino and Chris Klein. Now, I know certified and Bill. I know both of y'all are biased. But I'm going to have to ask you anyway. If you were betting on the two men not driving your car on equal cars, and I know you got to always bet with your man, but hell, I got to ask the question. Who would you bet on if they driving two equal cars that you were not affiliated with? Which one would you bet on, Bill?
I'm betting with Klein.
Why would you do that? Would you do that because you're biased or because you think he's truly a better driver?
Hey, Jay, anybody ever drove that missile or know who to drive, who to bet on? You ever seen that missile run?
The OJ car.
Yes, sir.
I take your word for it that it damn run.
I'll say
but
that
it,
to say
it
that.
Don't run, hold on, let me tell you. It don't run so damn fast that it'll whoop that I can't never get him to run damn. I don't know who in the hell drive Mighty Joe Young, but evidently the car and the driver won't try that. On with that. I bet
they will.
You bet they will? Well, I was just is on the line.
Hell, I'll try. Hey, Jay, we'll take the fucking break from him, won't we?
Motherfucker, right.
Get that locked in, Jay.
She can
get back tie.
No.
She can get back and have a break.
Which, no. I damn locked your ass in. Get the back tie and let them see what happens.
No, we ain't taking no back tie from Mighty Joe Johnson. Now you talking crazy.
Break.
See, that's what I say. Like, listen, Jay, talk real. Don't talk crazy. You know what I'm saying? Talk real. You know you cannot take no back tie from that car.
Well, then, let's leave him alone. All I was saying is, y'all say that...
Hey, I'll tell you what, though.
Chris Klein
Hold up, Jay. Since you want to go back and get him on the line, I bet you we can get Mike Hill to lock his fuck ass in right now. Say what?
You said you was getting Mike Hill to lock Nigel Young in?
You motherfucker, right.
I'm about to
Mike done got his swag back, boy.
I'm not allowed to talk about Mike Hill.
I'll bring him up. Yes, you is.
Don't
say
so
nothing negative.
All right, then. All right, let me say this.
Matter of fact, you can say the truth, Jay.
The last time the two were together, what happened?
I think Mike Hill won.
Huh?
But see, you know what, Jay? Listen to me, Jay. That's something that I don't like. Why is everybody worried about the past, man? We talk about the future. Everybody always want to bring up the past. When I was trying to lock them boys in the other day on your show, everybody talking about, you got beat three times. So what? That was in the past, homeboy. What about the future? All right, was open the past. The history is in the books. We can't change it. But know what we do got control over? The future. All right, we can see what happened next. We can't change what happened last time. We can show, see what happened next.
Okay, let me ask you one question now. All right. I'm going to tell you what I knew. I think that race was in Garland. Is that right?
I don't know. I wasn't even there myself personally, but so I don't really know. I don't know.
I think it was Garland. I'm not sure. But anyway... Mighty Joe Young told me.
Invitation,
according to the conversation I had, Mighty Joe Young said that he's still waiting. He said the same thing Lamo said.
He's still waiting
on somebody to lock him in. And Mike Hill is included.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What you say, bro?
I said, as of last week, Mighty Jones said that they never have not changed. They still, all they want is somebody to lock them in. And that's, Mike Hill got that thing. Are you willing to lock in for Mike Hill?
Mike, I think Mike made it abundantly clear that nobody got no authority to lock in for him but him. But I'm pretty sure you can get him on the phone. He will lock in. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well, actually, I can't go out and people think I'm picking anybody at that, so I'm not going to do that. But I can say this. Look, I can tell you what I was told. Joe Young said they never have not changed. If they lock him, if somebody lock him in, they'll race. So, now, I don't know how we got there. We were down here talking about Chris Klein, the missile, and Marino. And who drive Mighty Joe Young?
Shit, another white boy. I can't remember his name. He's called the Superman.
Is he Superman?
He's a bad man. Like, man, listen to me, man. Listen, Chris Klein is a bad man. Jimmy Marino is a bad man. And them boys, that dude that dropped for them, for Mighty Joe, he's a bad man too. Like, it is what it is. They all bad. They all right. You know. And you just gotta see who the baddest man on that particular. You know what I mean? That's what it really be about. You know what I mean? Who's the baddest man today? Who got their shit together today? Because it ain't always about the fastest car, man. Being prepared to win you a race, being better prepared, you know?
That Nigel Young said he'll lock in tonight. Anybody. Now, I can quote him because he done told me that so many times. Now, are you saying, now, Pro Stock Bonds put the O-Jacks on the line with Mighty Joe. It ain't been 3 days ago, and I had to go over here and buy some damn carburetor cleaner because they were busting so damn bad. So I don't know now. I'm just telling you what I heard. I was right there on that conversation. I like the O-Jack. And most of the time, anybody else on the line other than Mighty Joe Young, the O-Jacks kick ass.
I mean, Mighty Joe ain't no punk now. You know what I mean? Like, I think he got most big grudge called 1 year, too. It is what it is. Mighty Joe's a bad man. You know what I mean? They got a bad little camp over there. But, shit, they ain't unbeatable either. They done got whooped a couple times, you know what I'm saying? And, shit, they actually done got called out a couple times when they didn't show up. So, you know, it ain't like they ain't nobody never called their ass out. They just having problems since they live so far away. You know, I think traveling is their biggest issue.
Well, there's a difference between calling somebody out and putting up some lock-in money. There's a difference, and you know that.
I'm saying, but how you can't put in no lock-in money by yourself?
Huh?
You can't lock up no money by yourself. Somebody else got to lock in on behalf of it for something to happen.
No.
If one person is willing to lock in and the other one ain't nothing gonna happen.
No,
both parties got to lock in for something to happen.
Right. But see, there's one way to prove that you're the man. It's when you put your money in a DP man's hand. When you put it in another man's hand and he never answered that call, that's different. That's different than you just saying, I want to race you.
But listen to what I'm saying, though. Let's say me and you want to race each other, right? And me and you on the phone right now. And I say, okay, Jay, I'm about to say 500 on 5 or better. You don't agree to it. DP man just tied my money up when you ain't tied money up. So if you ain't agreeing to tie your money up, at the same time I'm agreeing to tie my money up, we just wasting time tying my money up. You know what I mean? Like, that shit ain't helping nothing. Like, it got to be an agreement on both sides. You know what I mean? Like, like the thing with the belts, that work with the belts. Okay, you can say, okay, here, I'm going to put this money in that man's hand and deposit it up. So you got 30 days to answer it. Shit like that works for those situations. But for just a regular lockup, you know, that got to be agreed upon. You can't just give him five DP man to give my money, and if he don't lock you in, you know, we know he's scared. Like, that shit don't work like that, man.
Well, you know, I ain't got a car, but I'm working on one hard. But now let me tell you, when I want to damn race the beast, I don't care if you on the phone or not. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go to find me somebody and put them on the I'm going to go call somebody. Send the $500 and I'm going to call you and tell you my $500 is already there. And if you don't put your $500 there in 5 days, I'm going to let everybody in the world know. Certified ad didn't put his money there. He's scared. My money was there. I ain't talking about I'm planning to send it. I ain't calling you out. I'm locking your ass in. And when my money is sitting there and you don't put no top on it, then it's obvious to everybody. It ain't no guesswork.
Hey,
in.
You know what? Hey, I feel you on that, Jay. I feel you. I totally do. And I'm in agreement. I totally feel you. I ain't got no rebuttal against that one.
That's all we got to do. That'll stop all these people from having two conversations. One conversation on this side, one. Go ahead and put that $500 to somebody. You tell them, you hold my $500 for 1 week. If he don't put a top on it in 1 week, damn it, he getting blasted. You know.
Well, that'll separate the men from the boys, Jay.
I agree. Or better yet, that'll separate the girls from the Girl Scouts. You know. that's exactly what it is.
That was good, Jay.
So that's not about the argument.
I'm going to make sure we get this money to dog tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? And get on a little more ass. Like I said, the last time I spoke to him, he said he wasn't ready. So, no, I wasn't going to try to kick him while he was down. But if you say he's ready now, you know I'm on his ass.
Well, let me ask you one question. Now, I'm not talking about Lil Mo, Carl. I'm going to get in trouble just because we keep bringing up Lil Mo. So let's talk about somebody.
No, I'm talking about him now. You ain't got to worry about it. I'm talking about him now. And I'm telling you, the last time I spoke to him, the reason I haven't been on his ass is because he told me that his call was down and he would let me know he was ready. So, but now if he done told you that his car is ready, I'm about to make a full campaign on his ass. It is what it is. You know, that's we want Lil Mo more than we want anybody in drag racing because he's the baddest man in the land. And in order for us to be the baddest man in the land, we got to beat the baddest man in the land. Like, we don't want his title. We want his ass.
Well, let me say this in Lil Mo's defense. I'm going to tell you exactly And I don't want to talk about Lil Mo no more, but what I'm going to tell you is exactly
what we
need.
You got Charles Green number? That's what we need. You got Charles Green number? Let's get Charles Green ass on the phone. That's what we need on the phone.
No, I don't have Mr. Green's number on the phone. And if Mr. Green wants you to talk to Lil Mo, damn it, that's the only person you can talk to.
No, you know, I like to talk to the boss, man. You know, that's just something with me.
Well, if you have the number, we will try to call him now. No issue with him. I don't have his number.
I don't got it in this phone. I got it in my other damn phone. It's at my fucking crib. I ain't home right now.
But when you get home, we can call him after hours. I don't want you to use that shit in no ducking excuse. You know, he's like, boy, you know, I don't want to come up with a resolution and your ahead go to ducking.
But let me ask you this, Jay. Let me ask you this. How could I possibly be ducking to somebody that I'm looking for? Like, does that make any sense? Like, how could you duck somebody you're looking for, Jay? I mean, come on. I've been looking for this man for about the last 3 years now, Jay. He's lucky. I was about to get on his ass. A couple of years ago, we was headed to Bradenton when I had my red Camaro. I was going to try him in Bradenton, but we fucking had some transmission problems. We got stuck on the side of the road. I didn't make it to Bradenton that year. I was going to try his ass that year, but then I sold that car, then we came out with the Beast, and shit, he been hiding ever since. He ain't bring that car back out till the Beast was down. Then when the Beast got back up, that bitch wasn't hiding again.
I got a question for you now, and pay attention to what I'm saying. A lot of people go fishing, and they come home with no fish. And when they get home, their wife, anticipating fish to put on the damn stove. Where's the fish, honey? Well, baby, them damn fish ain't biting. I threw my ass out there and I threw this damn hook in the water and this and that and the other. Bottom line, either the fisherman didn't know how to damn fish or he didn't want no fish. But now he still went and he still threw, so it made himself feel good. I was there. But if you didn't bring the fish home, your ass is no fisherman.
Yeah, I feel you on that. But know what it is, though, sometimes when you're a fisherman, though, and you fuck around, you know, some fishermen fish with bait and worms and, you know, little fish shit they might put on the hook. But, you know, some fishermen just throw motherfucking dynamite in the water, just blow that bitch up so the fish just haul ass, and they don't come nowhere near that shit that's going on over there. You know, they know it's dynamite going on, shit blowing up, they stay away from over there, man. They don't want to go that way, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit going on over there.
What about?
Yeah.
One thing about a fisherman is that he know what lure to use to get the fish he wants.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
Hey, Jay, I'm about to start off, man. I got to get in the bed, man. I got to get up in the morning and go hang some sheetrock.
Well, before you go, would you please let us know what's going on one time? I'm assuming your wingman certified going to stay on. And
Hold up, Jay. What is a fucking wingman, brother? Please explain that to me first before you go any further.
Certified, you don't know what a wingman is?
No, I'm confused about that. It sounds a little disrespectful, so I need some clarity.
No. That is a highly respected position, certified. wingman is the man when you in a aircraft fight, and the head man, he depend on his wingman who's in the cockpit beside him to fight his battle, and the two of them work together to control the air fight. So that, in other words, the wingman is his man that he depends on. They work in conjunction together to orchestrate the win over their opponent. That's a highly respected position. A wingman is a hell of a position. I mean, he's there with him 100, you know, and he blocked for him. Yeah, sometimes he run out front. You know, I mean, they work as a team.
Okay.
So that's what a wingman. It's by no means a wingman is a bad position.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, Jay, it's total mayhem going on down at Dollarton, April 6th. You know what total mayhem is? That means when people get murdered and killed.
Yes.
Mayhem. Do you remember when the tires got hit out of New York?
That was mayhem.
You remember when the president come on TV that day, he said that was total mayhem. That means people got killed, man. That means like a war. People get killed and stuff. That's mayhem. You didn't know that? That's what mayhem stands for.
Well, I don't know who he is, but I know I don't want to mess with him if that's what he do.
Yeah, this show is about total mayhem. I mean, there's gonna be people getting gapped, getting the train down there. I mean, you know, there's people getting gapped, being a gap man on them down there.
I thought you said somebody gonna get scalped. I wasn't damn going, Bill. You bringing that damn native shit out?
Nah.
So ain't nobody getting scalped.
Nobody gonna get scared. Everybody's gonna have a good time, man.
Okay.
You know, this ain't gonna be another show like this here. But anyway, we're gonna have a big $5,000 back half race. Anybody with a back half car is welcome to come in. We got a 28-inch race. We're paying $3,000. Anybody on 28s with a noxious car with no wheel bars is welcome to come in. And we got races locked in. Anybody that wants to lock in a race is welcome to call me or call Dog to be the DP man. So everybody's welcome to come. All the fans is welcome to come. Jay, you welcome to come. You're going to be there with that belt. We'll have a South Carolina back half belt on the line that day.
And it's gone.
It's with the $5,000.
Where's the shallow from?
I think the shallow is from Georgia.
So the South Carolina belt is coming back to Georgia.
We got one from Georgia. We got Jimmy. He's from South Carolina. We got Mr. Hyde. He's from Texas. We got Little Mo supposed to be there if he gets his car ready. I think he's Mr. Little Mo from Georgia.
Yeah.
And we got
bid is
magic car.
When I get there, I'm going to hang out with Bill and Certified, and I'm going to be able to tell anybody if Bill and Certified attempt to lock in Blue Magic or the Shadow or a little more, we're going to stop this shit. We're going to find out. I'm going to be hanging out with y'all ass, so I'm going to bring the grill.
This is the baddest. I mean, all the bad heavy here, the back half cars in the world is going to be on the premises that day. I mean, there ain't no other baddest cars in the world, baddest notches back half cars in the world. All of them is going to be in the building that day.
Who you think gonna reign supreme that day? Who gonna reign supreme that day?
Hell, I hope
the fucking beast, man. What you think?
That's what we come to do. That's how we have to race.
Check it out, Bill. Check it out, Bill. April 6th is the Chinese New Year, man. It's the day of the beast, man. This is the year of the beast right here, man. April 6th, man, is all star, man. This is a new year, man. It's the Chinese New Year, man. The year of the beast, man. We're going to kill everything from the 6th on out. And just in case you missed it, Jay, because you think this is a damn game or something, I don't know why you be playing with us like that, man. But we got an open call out, man, for anything with four wheels, Jay.
I done said it about 4 or 5 times on the radio all week, man. You know, I ain't been really fucking with the radio show, but I've been on them since this week hard because we want some action, and we ain't just talk about April 6th. Any day after that, any day, well, not before that because it's closed, but any day after the 6th, we still looking for action, bro. We got an open call out for whoever wanted, man. This is Brudge racing. Any two cars can race. We'll take some, we'll give some. I've been saying it all week, Jay. You must have missed it because you're talking about, like, we won't lock nobody in. You know what you do, Jay? Find somebody to lock us in, bro. See if we scared. See if we scared to lock in. See if you can do that. See if you can pull somebody on us. Melton, I bet you can't hold a bitch and butt and pull them on us, Jay.
I want to be able to stand beside you when you walk up to Phil Shuler. You said, lock your ass in. And I want to have that camera rolling. If he starts to damn backfiring and popping, or if you walk over there, he said, yeah, and you start backfiring and popping, I want to damn be the one to record that shit. You ain't got no more problems about recording.
Sure you have that shit on full charge, and I ain't going to even talk. I'm just me handing my money out. We're going to see who take it.
Anybody we pull side of, they want to lock in some side money, and we're going to be there locking in all side bets.
Side bets on the beats or side bets on the other guys?
Anybody, if we pull out anybody's name in the hat and that's first round, we lock in all side bets. Anybody wants a side bet, they like who they like, they come and see me or certify, they can get all the side bet they want.
So whoever, y'all are going to bet whoever you get each round. You grudge racing.
Oh, yeah, we grudge racing.
I wish I knew Phil Shuler's number. I'll make both of y'all go to bed early.
All Phil going to do is tell you he don't want that problem. Jay, I don't know why you playing, man. We don't play no much games around here, man. All Phil going to do is tell you, we'll see what happens. I bet you won't lock a quarter here, and I bet you not.
I tell you who's got more heart than Phil do, Mr. Hyde, them Texas boys.
I'm telling you,
them Texas boys, them boys come in to kick ass and take names later.
Let me ask y'all one thing.
I think we're going to get some action, Jay. I think whoever wins out of that shallow high race, I think they're going to be feeling so good. I think they're going to try to beast after that.
So
that's just my opinion.
Certified. So I'm just trying to recant what I think you were saying. What you really are saying that both cars are scared of the beast, so they racing each other. But
Then their nuts might feel a little bigger after that, so they might try something. And plus, you know, they made some free money, so they might gamble a little more now because they done got a little win, they got some free dollars. They might want to try something, you know, and that's what I'm hoping for anyway. You know, I'm hoping the winner of that race, you know, one of the guys want to lock us in so we can dance too. But we don't want to be left out the party, you know. We like to dance too.
You know, I just got a couple of about the beast. Now this is all about the beast. If the beast gonna leave the East Coast, you know, in the Midwest in midsummer, you know, Grudgeek is having some races up there. Can the beast leave the East Coast, or is it tied to the East Coast? And I'm just asking now, you know, if y'all can't leave the East Coast, y'all only go to certain people's race, I understand. I'm learning how this shit goes. So I'm asking the question. There's some races going on in the Midwest, Detroit,
As long as the driver's available, Chris can come, we'll be there. Yeah, he's got a business to run. Sometimes it's kind of hard for him to get away from his business, but as long as he can come, we'll be there.
Listen, Jay, let me tell you this, Jay. Ain't nothing over here like the average bitch that's racing nowadays that want to get paid, come to shows and all of that suck shit. If you want us to come to your show, Jay, get us some fucking action, brother. That's all you got to do. Get us some action. Give us a little time. Make sure our drive is ready. And we will be there, bro. We don't need nothing from nobody except for some goddamn action. Lock something in for us, and we will be there. You want us to come now, don't get us no sucker lock in, though. We're going to lock them bitches in 2500. They make us come all the way over there for goddamn nothing now. But that's all we're looking for, Jay, some action. We'll come. We don't mind traveling.
The only car I can offer up at this moment, and I ain't talking to nobody, I'm just coming off the cuff, is no man got a motor car.
up that way. And, you know, what can you do for a certified badass?
Who got what?
Big Drag got a motor car, big time motor car. You know, and
oh, that pulled out car?
2,500 locked in. Damn, you know, I'm just saying that it's a damn motor car now. Come on now. So I mean, what you gonna do?
All right. Know what? I know what car you talking about. You talking about that Polestar car, right?
Well,
you talk about Big Drag.
Big
That's what you talking about. That's what you talking about. All right. Know what? He got a motor car. We got nitrous. He got a full chassis car. We got a back cab. We'll lock that bitch in head the fuck up. What you want to do?
Okay. I was just asking. Okay, let's move on to something else. Let's talk about something else now.
Listen,
I don't even want to help.
Jay. I told you, Jay.
I'm just saying. We ain't got to talk about it no more.
We're ready to race, Jay. Y'all are trying to bluff some shit. We will call your bluff and lock your ass on in. So don't be trying to bluff now. We don't play them games now.
Hey, certified. Hey, man, I'm about to get off here, man. I love y'all guys. Y'all do your thing. Call me tomorrow, certified. Hey,
right,
Jay,
bro.
Man, appreciate everything you're doing for me, man.
All right, Bill, I'll see you.
I'll see you Friday, man. Hey, make sure I want that bill cleaned up, signed up and all, man, for my boys that's coming down for it.
Oh, yeah, it's brand new and fresh.
Fresh, brand new back half built.
Oh, South Carolina.
Lord almighty, South Carolina back half built. Lord almighty, I got to see that bill.
Yeah, yeah. And
anyway, like I said, man, anybody's welcome to come with a back half car, or anybody's welcome to come home with their own 28s and no wheelie bars and notches.
And
hell, LJ, you can put 28s on your car or your van, man, and bring that some that you learn running.
How much the entry fee? I'm try y'all here. Some of them motherfuckers can't get down the track anyway. I might get to the damn final. How much the final?
Well, ain't no entry fee.
There ain't no entry fee. It's free entry fee. Just come on and get on. What we used to do, Jay, is all us boys with the back half, we used to put up $1,000 extra on top of the pot. Whatever, you know, we might put up $2,500 a piece. Whatever we want to do.
Well,
whatever everybody agrees to.
Listen to this. I just want you to know I got some guys from California just text me. I got some guys from Ohio just text me. It's just too late for the system. I can't get them on. But we'll talk to them tomorrow, Bill, and I'll let you talk to them, you know. They think about making a trip on that back half. They want to know what the hell you call a back half. Let me tell everybody in the world, the East Coast consider a back half is a pro mod, and you take off the word pro mod off the window, and you deem it a damn back half, and that's what it is.
Oh,
is that right?
Get the fuck out of here, Jay. Hell no.
The only damn difference between on the East Coast, from my I'm gonna call you damn postdoc. I'm listen certified. I don't know much about it, but I have seen a damn pro mod, a back half, and a damn top sportsman. All three of them look
man. Crazy. You got to have a fucking stock front end on that son of a bitch, Jay. You got to have stock AR.
When you say a stock front end, I ain't seen not one with a stock front end. You talking about that little damn 1 foot of metal I seen up there? That damn, that's you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's all you got to have. Go put that on and come out with whatever wheelbase is that car supposed to be and keep your ass some of it.
I got to make a little more money. I got to buy somebody a three-second pro mod. And put that damn piece of metal in front of that motherfucker, and I'm coming looking for a damn certified ass. Bill, you all right? You know, certified ass I got to knock off.
I'll be looking for you, waiting for you, Jay. Just like we wait for the rest.
Hey,
of
man, we got George going to be there. Without his back. He might break two or three backhand cars. George Wheels,
George.
And I forgot about him. Hey, and we got Lumberjack coming down. You know Lumberjack? Y'all ain't never met Lumberjack, have you?
No, Bill, all those names, that's why I'm coming, Bill, because I'm not familiar with all these
guys. Lumberjack, he's right out there at Phoenixville, South Carolina. He's from South Carolina. Oh, man, he got a bad Camaro, too, boy. You asked me about one of the baddest ones. He's another bad boy, too. You'll get to meet Lumberjack. He's a good old friend of mine, man. He's a good guy.
Hey, certified. I know certified. I was told that you can show up you know, if you can go ahead and check on your driver and your body.
Hey, I got to go, man. I see y'all guys tomorrow.
All right, Bill. All right, Bill.
All right, my brother. All right, hey, Drew, give me a call tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
All right, brother.
35.
All right, later. Yeah.
Now that Bill gone, I'm going to get on your ass good. I was just trying to be nice to you because Bill was on. It's on now, goddamn. I want to lock your ass in. I want to lock your ass in July 25 on 25 or better. Goddamn. Don't lock in. I mean, but I'm going to let you check with the people you need to check with. But your ass got to be locked in.
Hold on. July 56?
No. Not no damn July 5th and 6th. That's that damn gay ass post stop buying shit. I'm talking about.
I know July 5th and 6th we will be there. That's a good date for me now. Like I said, long as you have a ready, buddy, your ass is locked in. So don't think you're
talking
about
2,500 or 2,500 or better. We're talking about. We're talking about Indiana, Morocco, Indiana. Check with your driver, and we're going to lock that in.
Yo, Jay, man, why you playing with me, man?
I'm 35. I am 100% serious, man.
I was seriously doubt if you're going to Indiana, homie. Like, we didn't travel, but I ain't never even thought about going to motherfucking Indiana for no reason.
Okay, I just want everybody to know that. I just want everybody to know that's what a damn that's what a 4-speed sound like going in reverse. I just want everybody to that's what a 4-speed sound like when it goes in reverse. Y'all just heard
it. Beep, 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 you motherfucking right.
You just I
understand that they might be from that way, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's decent for them. But, you know, like, I don't even know where Indiana had on the map, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know nothing about that. Not seriously doubt.
Don't worry about it.
Oh,
35. The only thing you got to do.
You wear a little, goddamn. Because I don't got no problem with that school shit we got. Huh?
35. I'm going to show you how to get there. All you got to do is take your head down to the airport. Close your eyes, get on that damn plane, you land, you down. That's it. That's all you got to do, sir.
Don't worry about me getting there. We can't put the car on the plane. The car still got to get there.
We're going to
tear up somebody's ass if we do come now. We definitely coming to tear up some ass, so ain't no need for no plane. We need some damn highway routes.
I got your trouble right here. I got your trouble. You just hold on 1 second. Bobby, go. Let's go to certified ass tonight. Let's lock his ass in for April 22nd. Where you ass at? We're going to lock your ass in. Can you come? We're going to lock your ass in $515.
Hey, check this out. You couldn't pay Bobby Gold 15 nothing to even think about locking me in. Try it.
Bobby Gold, $500 on $1,500, Bella. We're going to go to your ass in Albany, Georgia on April the 22nd.
You couldn't give him $1,500 to lock me in.
Bobby, are you on this line? You locked,
Certified Gangster.
Okay, hold on. Give me a date, because I'm going to stick out to this shit right now. What's the date? Hold on, give me the date now. I need a date. Because I'm going to lock your ass right on there right now. I need a date. Give me a date, sir. I can't hear nobody. What date is that?
April the damn 26th.
April 26th, where?
Albany, Georgia.
April 26th, Albany. All right. I will let you know tomorrow, Bobby Wildchild. I got your number and everything, buddy. All I need to know is if my driver is available. If my driver is available, you are locked.
Just consider your ass been called out. I just want you to know when Bobby goes, come on, goddamn it, your ass got to do this. Now, that's how you lock somebody in. When you go fishing, let me show you how you go fishing. Bobby Go just showed you how to go fishing. And they got
all
damn
right.
Fish.
You don't get Bobby Go fucked up, Jay. That's all you done did. And I like Bobby, too. I don't even know why you did that to Bobby. I like Bobby a lot, man. You done got Bobby fucked up.
You were talking too bad to me. I thought, I mean, you was all right, but you just come on, just tell it. If you were bald, I can understand that.
No, you listen to me, brother. I won't actually so bad. I'll flip on anybody right now. Somebody. I'll flip on Tony B right now for some action.
You do what now?
I want some action so bad right now, I'll flip on Tony B. And you know, that's my big brother in this racist shit. He can get it right now. It ain't nothing personal, Bobby. I'm just thirsty. I'm king. I'm like a crackhead. And you look like a nice, big, fat rock over there to me right now.
So, you know, Bobby, don't know, Bobby.
You know, you said something that changed my life, Bobby, so you know I always got love for you, homie. But you, I'm feeling though right now, man. You look like a bag of soap to me right now, man. I'm itching.
Hey, let me ask you one thing. 35, yeah. Your offer has been upgraded. 3,000 on 75 or better in Morocco, Indiana.
Jay, I just told you I'm not going to no
Indiana. Hold on.
And I'm not betting no $75,000, Jay. Like, why are you talking crazy to me, Jay? About how much money?
3,000 on 7,500 or better.
Oh, 7,500. Oh, yeah. We can do that. That's no problem. But we ain't going no damn Indiana.
Oh, my goodness.
I seriously doubt if we go to Indiana, bro.
I just want everybody to know. That's how a Chevrolet sign when it's been put in reverse. Y'all just heard it.
No, what it is, Jay. That's just a starting ass tactic. That's like that same sucker shit that Atomic Dog was doing to Pro Stock the other day, telling him to drive the car, knowing that Pro Stock ain't gonna drive the car. That's just not realistic.
We're locking you in for 3,000, so it ain't no damn
trick. Listen to me, man. I'm not talking. I don't care about the money, bro. I seriously doubt if we're coming all the way to Indiana. Now you take that motherfucker and bring that bitch to Albany, Georgia. And you can consider it locked. Bring it to Albany. That's a good place. It ain't too far for us. Bring that shit to Albany and we lock. How about that?
Well, I just want the world to know that the badass beast was offered a lock-in three on $7,500. And, you know, beep, beep, beep. So, I mean, we're going to move on.
Jay,
man. We ain't going to beat no damn dead horses.
Sound good, but Jay, check this out, Jay. That sounds just like Pro Stock Joe told Atomic Dog to let his 8-year-old son drive the car. This just sounds retarded, Jay. Don't make no sense. You ain't scoring with that one, homeboy.
Okay, let me ask you
no
one thing. There's
kid,
a man
Jay.
Coming from Texas. There's a man.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Jekyll and Hyde coming out of Texas.
I got another call.
Don't hang
up, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
Did y'all see what Certified just said? Now, he already said Jekyll and Hyde is coming out of Texas. And they're driving all the way to Darlington, South Carolina. And he's saying it's stupid for somebody to try to lock him in $3,000 on $7,500 or better in Morocco, Indiana, which is damn probably a damn 800 miles shorter distance.
Hold up, I'm back. What happened? What?
I've been talking
about
you. I was
on the line.
I've been talking about you now. I don't know. Hell, I don't even want to talk about it no more. Bobby Child.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Bobby Child, you don't have to worry about
we ain't got worry.
And
you better be motherfucking worried. What you mean you ain't got a word? You better be worried.
Bobby,
Albany is close, buddy. I can come to Albany. I can't guarantee that we're going to come to no damn Indiana, but we can make Albany, buddy. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Well, you just let us know. Your ass been called out, so, I mean, that's all that matters.
Listen to me. I like Bobby Child. I don't even want to fuck Bobby up. Get me some of them girls in business. I want some of them. Get Big Drag with that motherfucker Pro Stock car. Get him to come a little closer. I ain't coming all the way to Indiana. Get him to come a little closer. I know he ain't over there. No, what, Jay? Hold up, Jay. You own the racetrack, man. Throw some shit at motherfucking Make It, homeboy. I come in there and turn that bitch out. Tell homeboy to meet us at Megan whenever he get ready. It ain't got to be during no shows. We can meet that bitch on a Tuesday night. I'll fuck the boy's bag up. How about that?
Now, let me ask you about that?
Certified. Get that shit on. Let's do it at Megan. Yeah.
Certified. I got one more.
No, because you're trying some fucking shit. You're trying to get me to go halfway across the world knowing that I'm not going to go and thinking that you're doing something with that. No, you don't get no points for that, Jay. You own the track. Tell him to come to your track on your day. Hold up, no, Jay. Listen, Jay, I'm trying to lock him back in, okay? But what I'm telling you is I want you to put together a show, Jay, at your track. I want to come to your track and fuck one of your brothers up. That's what I want to do. I want to come to your show on your track and fuck one of your peoples up. More likely, big fucking drag, because y'all done threw his name in the air. He got something that we can race. You know, we ain't on the same level, but we can even out because, you know, he got a challenge call. We got a back half. He don't got no nights. We got nothing. That sounds like a head up race. I got no problem with that.
Now, let me ask you one question. Now, you said you would come to Albany.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Gold said 5 on 15 or better. Now, make it right. Bobby Gold ain't, you know, y'all ain't in the same league. Make it right. Make it right or stop talking.
First of all, I ain't racing nobody for no $1,500. All right, that's the first thing.
I said $1,500 or better.
Listen, get it up to 5 or better and we can talk. I'm not racing nobody for no $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, none of that with that car. 5 and better, we can talk. All right, now. And like I say, I like Bobby. I don't want to fuck him up, but I will.
I'm thirsty for some action. That you're doing some damn good looking. Now I understand what Lil Mo was saying.
Yo, Jay, listen to me, Jay. All that shit you're trying to do, it sound good. It's a little slick, but you're not really fooling nobody, homie. If you want to race the car, I'll lock you in right now. We ain't got to lock in no crazy money to go to Albany. That's close. I'll lock you in $500. On $5,000 or better, and I'll come in there, and you know, I'll dance with Bobby. I ain't gonna be disrespectful to Bobby because I like him, but we can dance though. Just because of you, Jay. It's Bobby that's doing it to you, Jay. Bobby, Jay is a fucked up friend to throw you under the bus like that. That man who got no love for you, man. And he wanna let you go out there in front of that bus like that. He don't got no love for you. And you be talking about friendships, Jay. You a fucked up friend, Jay.
When Bobby, me and Bobby on the phone. He
said
he's
Bobby's a man now. He gonna stand up. He's a stand up dude. He ain't gonna just back down because somebody talking shit to him. But you the fucked up one for throwing him under that bus like that. You shouldn't do that to him. That's like if you know we stand over here, we got choppers and shit, and Bobby come around here and he got a damn pocket knife and shit, and you send him around there anyway, and you know we got choppers. Like, why would you do that to him? That's a fucked up friend, man.
Man, now I see why. So when you try to lock the shadow in, I'm standing beside you. When he agreed to it, are you gonna come up with all these crazy ass stipulations?
Listen, when we at the race, it ain't nothing to talk about. Put up the money and line that shit up. Pro Tree 8th Mile, what the fuck? Ain't no more stipulations.
I tell you what, if I can get the shadow, not the shadow. I'm a between. Now I don't know the blue. I don't know.
Yo, Jay, if you could give me any action, I would love you, Jay. So please get somebody for me. Please. I'll pay you for this shit, Jay. I told you I wanted to hire you before to give me some action. You thought I was joking? I'll pay you to give me some action.
I'm going to talk to the damn the blue something. Because he told me.
Hey, Jay, if you took Blue Magic Man and you melted their ass in the motherfucking pot, and you try to pour them on that beast, man, that shit would fall off the sides of it like it's got there protected with a shield.
And, you just proved to me that you a bad girl, certified. Now, you just proved that shit.
because I won't go to Indiana. Are you serious? If you believe that, lock me in there. Seriously. Don't do that fake ass trunk locking shit, because you know I'm not okay. going to Indiana. It is what it is. I'm not going over there. Like, there's nothing you can do or say to make me go over there. But I'll tell you what, you bring that car somewhere close to me, I'll fuck him up. I'll tell you that much. I'm just not going to go all the way to Indiana to fuck him up. But you had that motherfucker, bring him to your track. Hey, that's
you.
Your
hey.
Buddy.
Certified, I'll drive you up there. Don't worry about it.
I told you to get in there.
Listen, I ain't Tony B, man. Tony B is the only grudge damn circuit racer that'll travel the country to race. Like, hey, we ain't going that damn far. Like I say, I don't even, matter of fact, look what? Let me look on the goddamn map and see how far this shit is. You motherfucker, you keep on fuck with me, Jay. Get your ass fucked up,
Jay.
Anybody you lock me, hold up too, Jay. Hold up too, Jay. Me and you got $1,000 side bet on whoever you lock in too, buddy. So you obligating your ass to them too. You're not just gonna obligate their money and get them fucked up. You're gonna get fucked up in this process too. So you got $1,000 on the side.
You gotta look at the damn map. You look at the map, that's what you do. You look at the
I'm
damn map
right now. I'm about to get on it right now. She find out where the hell Indiana at.
Now, this man said he got the baddest car in the country and won't leave down South Carolina. This is some crazy shit.
No, we'll leave South Carolina. I just don't know about going all the way to down Indiana. I just got to let me see where this shit is at on the map. It might not be as bad as I'm thinking just because I just don't know where the fuck is at. You know what I mean? So, like I said, it might not be as bad as I think.
It ain't bad at all.
How far is it? You live in Georgia?
Well,
you know, the car comes from North Carolina, though.
Yeah. Well, out of Atlanta, I mean, you got a good 7-mile ride from Atlanta.
Oh well, shit, that ain't that bad, man.
Yeah, you got a 7-mile ride from Atlanta. So, you know.
So, where North Carolina be closer or further?
It'd be a little further, but you'd be going across through Ohio, so really. It ain't that much further, really. You know,
7 hours ain't that bad for me.
At all.
That's like driving to Florida. Shit, we drive down there. That's like 8 hours for me. 8-9 hours, 10 hours, some shit.
Yeah.
You know, so Indiana, that ain't out the question now. Goddamn it.
And all thing we said was check the schedule and check the driver. That's all we said.
What was the date again? What was the date?
The date is it's July the damn something. Hold on.
July, man, you gotta talk to me about that in June, man. That's too far away to even think about, man.
Hey, come on, man.
Talk about that shit at the end of June. Okay, you talk about July. Who knows what can happen from now to July, man? You seriously want me to lock a race in 3 months?
No,
Jay, that don't make
no
sense, bro.
We want you to plan a race. We'll lock it in when it gets a little closer. But plan a race.
That's what I just told you. You talk to me again about this shit at the end of June when we're close to that race.
Oh,
and I'll be happily to get on that boy ass.
But listen to me.
I don't want to wait that long, Jay. Hold up, Jay. Why you can't get that bitch to come over here a little quicker? Why we got to wait so long? July, that's months away, bro. Come on, you know how much shit going on between now and then?
I'm trying to get, I got a man out of California, but I can't find his damn number on this damn thing.
I'm not going to California, Jay.
You better not call Tommy Dog off from over there.
Huh?
You better not call Tommy Dog off from over there, Jay.
I hate to bring one of them down. I call Tyler out of California and go to work on. Tayo, are you on the line? I'm trying to see if Tayo on the line. I ain't sure if he on or not, but I hate to bring on a small car, that damn West Coast
hello?
Car. Tayo,
Jay.
I say, as long as
Jay,
you ain't trying to get me to go over there, Jay, I don't care who you're going to get. As long as you ain't trying to get me to go to California and then come around here and meet something, man, lock it in, Jay. Like, come on, Jay. I want to race somebody. So please do what you're doing. Think of anybody.
Hey,
keep on thinking of the motherfucker.
Jay. Huh?
I say California, they want to do something, but, you know, they want to meet in a halfway spot. They've been out here twice, and they got the fuck out. They want to do something, you know.
Halfway, California want to meet you halfway certified.
what's halfway, when, and where? Like, I don't know about all these tracks, but this is shit that y'all got to tell me.
Hey, Jay, hit 310. Hit 310. Tails on here. Let's talk to you.
I'm here, Jay.
Hey, what's up,
baby boy?
I'm here, Jay.
Hey, Tao, I got a personal friend of mine, but now, let me, before I tell you he's my personal friend, I'm only number six friend to him.
Oh.
I wouldn't have it no other way, though. I don't want to get no money. I'm good. I'm good where I'm at. Tao.
Yeah,
I really want you to I really need certified as blow rock. Can you get somebody out of West? I want some West Coast love made to it.
Yeah, oh yeah, we can always get somebody. We have car, we'll travel. Like Kev said, it's hard, you know, finding a place. Where are you at, certified? Where are you from?
I'm in Georgia. I'm enjoying
He just like you, Dale. You know how the first base. You know how in baseball the first baseman he don't go but so far from the base. He always right there. He ain't go too far where he can't put his damn foot in the Atlantic. So I mean, you know, he ain't gonna come too far.
Oh, no, I got you. He's afraid to lead off too far.
Hey, sir.
You don't
want to
come off the island.
Hold up, sir. I'm pretty sure you know Jay, okay? I'm pretty sure you know Jay. Jay should have been a stand-up comic, to be honest with you, you know what I mean? So, you know, don't let Jay get you fucked up, old boy. He told that
for you.
Don't let Jay get you fucked up now.
You know.
Jay knows what buttons to press with me, too.
Oh, yeah, Jay should have been a stand-up comedian. See, a lot of people don't realize that about Jay, though, but I know Jay. Jay is a funny-ass dude. He's sarcastic ass.
Certified. I got the Midwest want to get on your ass. I got California want to get on your ass. I just got a text. Hold on. I just got a text from Peanut out of Texas and said that he can't make it this weekend because he's whooping on some other people's ass. But he'll look forward to whooping your ass any day after the 6th.
All right, so what's the next available date and place then? So get Peanut on the phone and let's get a date and a place together, bro. Like, that's all it really takes, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, only thing I got to do, like, I can't confirm nothing
tonight.
I would just have to call my driver and make sure he's available on that day. But we can go ahead and get it on popping, man. Like, I need some race. I should have been asking you to give me some action a long time ago, Jay, if I know you could do all this.
Birdman just texted me. Birdman said he out of Texas, and he let to show you why they call it the big state. He let to show you.
Listen, I talked to Birdman last night. He ain't gonna be ready till July. All right, so we talking about April, May, and June. We still got 3 months before then. Let's find somebody that's ready to race now. Birdman ain't ready till July. I spoke to him last night.
The 22nd, 26th, and 27th, bring it on. Meet point for everybody. Come on down there and get your asshole blown up.
Bobby, you know I'll be happy to come down there and fuck with you to support your shit, man. Give me some action. I'll be there. Listen, Bobby, let me tell you
that
something.
That's what we're working on.
That's all it takes, Bobby. Listen, Bobby, if you want me to show up at the show, bro, lock me in the race. You ain't got to give me no quarter. We don't need no fucking gas money or no sucker shit. Get me some action, and we will be there, Bobby. That's all it takes, bro. That's all it takes for me. Get one of them boys that's talking that shit to show up, and I'll show up, too.
I got one more thing. Hold on, I got one more. Bobby Joe already told you what he got on the table. Now, you just got an invitation, April the 13th at Wick Race at Holly Springs. Lock your ass in.
With who?
With Big Drag.
Lock that in. Lock in 1,000 on 5 or better. We gonna race by. We race by 4:00. Be in lanes by 4:00. Lock that in. We're
gonna
be
there
with race.
All right. We've been to the goddamn fine out here in a minute. They just heard him wait on the damn ticket.
We coming to Wick Race. No way, that's one of my partners. Hell yeah, we covered to his race anyway, so that's nothing. Hell yeah, that's a good day for us.
We are, we're going to now see if certified, really certified.
Well, that's a good day for me, buddy. All you got to do is give me a good date. All I need is a good date, and I'm ready. I know that's a good day for me. That's a good day for me right there.
Now, I'm waiting on them to respond. I can't wait to them. I can't wait to the damn 7th so I can see how you react with the shower and Blue Magic. I can't get certified. I'm with you now. But you know, if you turn
hey, hey, watch when you see them bitches trembling when we come through and asking for action. Watch how they all say, no, man. They don't want that problem. Listen, man, when we was in fucking Bradenton, man, we went to every car at the racetrack, man. Motherfuckers was threatening us and everything. They told us to get away from their trailers and all type of shit, man.
Well, this time we're going to put that shit on camera. Certified. Now, let me ask you one question.
You know, I don't like being on camera like that, but you can film them. Just don't film me. Stand right on side of me so everybody can see what I see. let the camera see what I see.
Certified, this is while I got time. I've heard a lot of things about the track in Darlington. Tell me, how do you like the track in Darlington? What's your thoughts on it? And I've heard good things. What's your talk on Darlington track?
Well, they supposed to did a lot of work, man. I say we just got to see. You know what I'm saying? What they did, they supposed to did a lot of good shit over there. Straighten out the little problem that they did have. So, more or less, you know, we don't really know yet. We got to see, you know, what the improvements, if the improvements worked out or not.
Well,
I
mean,
have no problem with the track. I know some people, though, complain about that track a lot, though, you know what I mean? But, you know.
But, you know, people complain. If they get the air blowed out, they got to blame something.
Yeah,
always
more or less.
You know that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I've heard good things about the track. I mean, and it's obvious it's a good track because they have a lot of events, you know, that's hosted by people like Bill and, you know, other big promoters that I know and racers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be, I mean, you know, it's got to be on the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, Bill saw enough of them to have the race there. So, I mean, no, I think that's a good thing. I mean, I think that's an accolade. Don't nobody take no damn race and give away money at a track that's no good. So it's got to be a damn good track.
Well, I ain't going to say that's the reason why, you know, somebody thought race to give away money. You know what I mean? Like, more or less, homie chose that track for convenience more than anything. You know, he lived right there. You know what I mean? That's just like whether you realize it or not, when I do my race, I'm doing my shit at your track. You know what I mean? Because it's convenient for me. You know what I'm saying? So
no,
times, you know what I'm saying?
That's the reason that you're doing it, your race at my track, because I got the best fucking track. Now, the fact that it's convenient,
but the convenience
that's just an added,
you know,
that's just an added damn plus. That's just an added damn plus.
Yeah.
But no, I want, you know, I truly, you know, Darlington have good races, you know, pretty frequently. And so a lot of times, I do know from personal experience, a lot of times track get blamed for every damn loss that happens. And every night, half of the cars that show up lose. And they always looking for somebody to blame in the track.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to give a shout out to Darlington. From what I've heard, it's an excellent place. I know that they know they got big tie action coming this weekend, so I know it's going to be on point. So, you know,
I know they've been working hard over there, you know what I'm saying, to make improvements, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can get them that much, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was always a decent track to begin with, you know what I mean? So if they made some improvements and made it better, so they should have a hell of a track, man. Like I say, we just got to see, though, but they should have a hell of a track. You know, I like the track, but that's one of the tracks that I hate going there if I ain't got a golf cart. I tell you that. That is the one track. If I don't got the golf cart, I don't like going to that motherfucking track there, buddy.
Why? As long as long?
I don't know. It's just something about that track. I need a golf cart. I just can't be walking around there. It's like I don't know what it is about that track. Like at your track at Jackson, you know, I can stroll around there without a golf cart. It ain't too crazy. But that track, I don't know. Maybe it's more square footage or something. No, I don't know. I just can't be without a golf cart over there.
But well, certified. You know, again, you know, it's not often that I get you and Bill on. And tonight we had the opportunity. But Mo, I want you to put this in your record book. That Grudge Inc. is showing Bill and Certified Love, because it is the fact that we love you. And
check this out, Jay.
Okay.
If y'all ain't hear me before, man, let me reiterate, man. You know I love you, Jay. It is what it is. Like, if the public don't know our relationship or know how I feel about you, let me let y'all know right now. I fucking love Jay Boss. You know what I'm saying? Jay is fucking all right with me. But, you know, I just want to fuck a couple of y'all Grudge Inc. dudes up. You know what I'm saying? But I love Jay. If there's anything I can do to help Jay, I'm front and center. You know what I'm saying? If Jay ever need me for anything, I'm front and center.
See, I think a lot of times people, that's how I get, we have to say that every now and then, because I think a lot of times, I know on my side, hell, when you're just talking, trying to bring action, trying to get this and that going. You know, people take shit personal, you know what I'm saying? And everybody get tender as hell, so. But no, he's 100 certified. And let me certify. Hold on 1 minute.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
Jay?
Bobby, go ahead.
I can't get none of y'all some bitch love me.
Oh, Bobby,
go.
Bobby,
you know. All y'all some bitch hate me. Y'all got me cussing. All y'all some of bitches.
Well, maybe we need to
Sometimes you got to tell people how you feel, man, because sometimes people don't know how you feel. And communication is the key to everything in life, you know what I mean? So let me tell you publicly, Bobby, you changed my life, brother. I always have love for you. You know what I'm saying? And like, you probably don't even realize what you did to change my life. But, you know, sometimes people say things that stick with people. And you said something that stuck with me, and I took something that you said and ran with it, and it fucking changed my life, Bobby. So, shit, I'm going to always have love for Bobby Childs, whether I see you, talk to you, or don't. I always got love and respect for Bobby Childs. So you always remember that and don't forget it, man.
I'm glad somebody loved me then. I was getting to feel like an orphan.
No,
you
got a lot of love out here,
you,
Bobby.
You know we love you on the West Coast, Bobby. You know better than that.
Oh,
I'm
going to
know what
Lord.
It is, Bobby. I'm
y'all
going to
love
you,
Bobby.
Bobby, that's
hold
love,
up,
that's
now,
love
Bobby.
All the way from the West Coast.
Bobby, check this out. I know what I want you to do, Bobby. I want you to throw a good, interesting race, man, that some people want to come and see. Because I think that's why you think you don't get no love. You be throwing little shows out there, and you don't get the support that you think you should get. But I'm going to be honest with you, Bobby. A lot of the joints that you be throwing, like, I don't be really interested in that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So you put together some shit. Listen to me, Bobby. Listen to me. I'm just telling you something how I feel. This is just me. And who knows? It could be a lot of people that feel the same way that I do. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, you put together a nice race, Bobby, and you like that beast in or something, oh, I'm showing up and fucking with you, homie. I have no problem with it. You in Georgia, so you ain't that far from me, you know what I mean? So put together a nice race, or if there's anything that I can help you, Bobby, because you changed my life, man. Come on, Bobby, we done had private conversations, man. Let's not get too exposed on this phone, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't worry. I'm gonna put something together. Now, the 26th and 27th, we're going to have something together, and I'm going to do all I can to get your ass locked in.
That's right.
So you can come on down here.
Get Big Drag Ass on down there on that day, or either whoever else Jay been trying to pour on me today. Give him, pour him on me at your track. That'd be beautiful. And we'll make it happen. We'll come down there and turn that shit upside down.
Well, 26 and 27 or 8, but we're going to try to turn it out. We're going to do some shit that you like. We're going to do some shit. All the girls ain't going to be down there. So we're going to do some shit that you said you like. For a change. And all been.
You're going down.
I got no problem never doing. And you know, I've never been there one time, Bobby, so I'm looking forward to coming. I've never ever one time been to Albany. So I'm
you're gonna be there like Mississippi Joe. When your ass show up down here one time, we're gonna have to you're gonna know what you're gonna say, I ain't coming back. That mean you ain't coming back home. You're gonna wanna stay down here.
Yeah,
that's the way we do it.
Hey, certified. I'm, you know, it's winding down. I got, you know, Bobby had, you know, hold on, I got a question to ask you before you go nowhere. Bobby, tell us about the races you got coming up. I got to let Bobby get these races in, man, because Bobby is going for the Goods Track of the Year 2013. Bobby, come on with it.
Okay, we got, on April 20th, I just got rained out this weekend, but we do have some pro mod action April 20th. So, and then, like I said, that's my grand opening, and we got a 6-0 and 7-0 class. But now, just soon after that, then we got Blood Inc. going to be at the house on the 26th and the 27th. They're coming down there. They say they're gonna rape us, but we're going to have to show them a whole lot better. But certified, we hope then that we're going to have you some action down there, something that you want to see, and everything on the 26th and 27th. Yeah, I'm going for the Grudge Track of the Year. Y'all just give me a little while. I'm going to get there. Like Type Man said, the only way you can walk a mile, you got to take one step at a time. I'm going to get there. Just watch me.
Right. I know you is, too. Like I say, get one of them boys to come on in there and lock in that beast, man, and we will be in the building. That's all it takes.
All right.
And, hold on, y'all. I got to tell you, I got Tayo, your damn agent is blowing my damn phone up. Tayo, would you let your agent know that your mic is open, please?
Yeah, I he's the one who, Kev, I'm right here, man.
He keep blowing me up. I'm like, his mic been open the whole time. Now, Tayo got a hell of an agent. I just want y'all to...
Well, listen. I got. Did my agent tell you about the new race team we have out here in California?
No, come on with it. Let me hear it.
All right, you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
I'm gonna give it to you right now. It's called Prime Time 2.
Uh oh. Prime Time 2.
Yeah, and in our stable we have 7-Up 2. We have the Moneymaker 2. Only difference is that this moneymaker actually makes money. And we got a few more people in our stables that are we going to be bringing out east. Coming somewhere near you, baby.
All right. That Tayo got a new camp, a new racing team out of Southern California.
Out of California, baby.
And Tayo, tell them when your show come on, Tayo, if they want to call. If they want to call in and talk about your new team, when do they call in?
They can call in on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, and 9 o'clock in the Central. And we'll be ready here. We're getting ready to go right now, man. We're getting locked and loaded. We have a little truck, too, but we don't call that truck Little Red Riding Hood because that's just... That name just don't sound right. Ours is a Big Bad Wolf. That's the only difference.
hey, let me say this, Dan. On behalf of Tony Bonds and Prime Time One, I'm pretty sure they wanna thank you for your admiration and respect and appreciation, you know, for naming your team after them. I'm pretty sure they'd be real happy about that. They wouldn't feel insulted at all. That's like an honor, believe it or not.
Oh, that's no insult. I hope they don't take it as an insult.
Oh no, they won't. They're gonna feel honored. You know that somebody think that much of them. You know to name a team after them, all they call after them. They're gonna be honored. You know that's like a. You gotta think about it. Like we name cars after people that you know we feel like Scarface or you know some gangster shit, Obama, Bin Laden. You know we name cars after people that we like and admire, you know what I'm saying, or want to be like in a sense. So, you know, they would be happy for that. I'm going to give them a call and let them know. They get a nice little tickle out of that.
Yeah, real quick, what did you say the guy's name was again?
Oh, which one? Which guy?
I don't know. You said somebody about Prime Time One. What's his name?
Oh, Tony Bonds.
Oh, let me write that down. I can remember. Tony Bynes. Is he like the president? Is he like the president of the club, or who's he?
Yeah, he's the boss. That's the boss.
Well, but let me say this: I can quote Pro Stock Joe. I'm sorry, Pro Stock. I gave your name, Pro Stock Bynes. I can quote Pro Stock Bynes, and he said that his president is Tony Bynes, and the world know it, and hell, he proud of it. So the fact that he announced that, so I'm only repeating what he said, and is giving Tony the props. So Tony, so whatever reason Pro Stock Bynes
But know what he said that, because in the grudge world, Tony Bynes is the president. People either like it, love it, or hate it, but it is what it is. Tony Bynes is the baddest man in grudge racing. You know, he got a lot of haters. You know, he got a lot of people that love him. But like him or love him, you got to respect the fact that ain't nobody in grudge racing like Tony Bynes. There's not another. And I don't know if it'll be one after
agree.
Him.
I agree 100%. And I have to be real careful. I can't talk about these people too long. They get too. I can say they real damn touchy, so I can't say nothing. Let's leave that alone now. Let's move on.
Nah, see,
me and Tony,
in
good standards right now. So let me
know
what it
is, Jay. Let me say it publicly, man, because like a lot of people, they don't get your fucking sense of humor, Jay. You know, we had these talks, too. And a lot
yeah.
of times, people take your jokes for serious, bro. You know, like, I know you be joking about a lot of shit, but sometimes people be thinking you be dead-ass serious, Jay. You got to work on your delivery, bro.
Yeah, you know how to get it going, don't you? Yeah, you know how to clear the pot. Jay, what are the three letters in the alphabet I can't stand?
Say it again. Hello?
I said, what are the three letters in the alphabet I can't stand?
I'm lost, yo. I'm sorry.
You don't know the three letters in the alphabet that I can't stand that make me, like, crazier than a dog in a hubcap factory?
No. I don't know, Pale, but I'm eager to want to know.
I'm trying to think now. Oh, that would be... I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Bruce, that's who I'm talking about, Bruce.
Who is it?
I said Bruce. If I start saying them three letters, I'm going to get all wound up, man. I don't even need to stop this show.
Well, calm down, Tio. Don't get out. Listen, y'all. We're down to the last 3 minutes, and I want to make sure...
That everybody get
a little something in now. Certified, would you say something about the race that you got coming up?
Well, it's not my race. It's my boy Bill race, April 6th, Darlington. It's going to be a real, real nice race over there. They got a nice back half race. They got all the baddest back halves. That's supposed to be in the country. We got the Shadow, the Beast. We got Michael Martin, we got Blue Magic, we got Big Sexy, we got Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde gonna be in the building. I think it's one more that I'm forgetting, but we got a nice 28-inch tire race over there. All them 28-inch boys gonna be going at it. They got $3,000 on the line over there for that, no entry fee. It's going to be a hell of a race, man. If anybody around Dalton area in the southeast, come on down, man. We're going to have a good old time.
All right, Bobby Childs, it's on you now. Man, Bobby Childs.
I'm here. I'm sorry, Jay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bobby Childs.
See, I'm trying to work. I'm trying to get this goat ready to eat somebody's ass up. But anyway, what you doing to me for? You want me to do my race again, the 26th and 27th?
Yes, Bobby, the next race that you got coming up. That's right.
Oh, my next race. My next race is my grand opening. Like I said, I got two of them back to back. My next race is April the 20th, grand opening. We got Pro Mars going to be in our 607 mode. So y'all come on and support a brother. Support a brother. Certified. Support a brother. J-Bone.
That's right.
And all y'all with your people. Come on. Come on, help a poor brother out down here.
All right. Now, and the other race, you know, we got coming up is WIC on April the 13th, I think, in Holly Springs. And the promoter of the year, y'all got to hear this, Atomic Boom, known as Atomic Dog, April the 6th, all roads lead to Texas. And he sent this message, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to Texas.
Calling all grudge racing. Tony Primetime, Boss Bass and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Arthur will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed
it. All right. Now, it's 11 o'clock, and I know y'all know the show started a little late. But technically, I'm over. Unless anybody got anything to say, you need to stand up and say it now, or we're going to get out of here. Anybody got anything to say? You know, mash the one button or the ones that's already talking, it's on y'all.
April the 20th, being all been to my grand open, 26th and 27th, come see Grudge and get the ass tore up. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a fucking Grudge.
Hey, Jay, your man, Big Drag, gonna be there on that day, on the 26th, 27th day, whatever that day that is. Man, the man has tried to lock you in on three different occasions. Now, you know, we done told you week's race. We done told you, hey, you know, you just tell us when the man ready. He just wants you to damn lock in. You know, you give us a
Hold on. Week race is good for me. I told you that. You act like a sucker sometimes, Jay. You know we've been waiting on your fucking man to call back and let me know if he's gonna be ready to do it on that day. I told you week race day was a good thing for me. Where he at? You just told me that day. See, man, y'all crazy as hell, man. What are you talking about?
No, it wasn't a date with the damn money. What I was waiting on, that damn $5,000, that scared me. I was like, shit, fuck that.
Oh, man, come on, man. Y'all rich-ass dudes, man.
I don't bet. Listen, I don't bet on shit. But now, when you said that number, you know, it sounded like somebody trying to buy a damn race to me, so I left it alone. That's why I ain't saying
that.
Man,
that is not no lot of money, Jay. You stop it. These big tie calls, man. These ain't little tie calls. That is not no lot of money for them calls.
So some people they pay $5,000 for the damn pocketbook, but that's a damn annual damn salary for me. So I'm not in that shit. No.
Oh,
fun.
Jay, stop it, man. You got more money than everybody on the phone.
Hey, certified.
You know that when you said, you know that when you said 5,000, you didn't hear me say shit no more, did you?
That shut me up.
But see, but you know what, though, Bobby?
Jay fucked me up when he said 1,500. I said, oh, damn, what in the hell? What in the hell?
I already know. But Big Drag got to dig deep, man. We ain't playing no games with him. And Jay, I don't know what you talk about, Jay. Whoever I race in Grudge Inc., you was into me for 1,000, buddy. So don't even try to act like you just trying to put somebody else on the hook. You on the hook too.
Now let me tell you, you was on the hook with me on the side.
We're gonna
confirm this in the morning. But I was just text, and they said get your ass to Wick's race. And bring your pocketbook, goddamn it! Now we get on the phone in the morning and confirm that. But I will just text the fact that that is good.
We can lock it in right now. We can lock it in right now. Or you want to wait till tomorrow? It don't matter. We can lock it in right now.
It sounds good. Now I mean, but I want y'all to talk. You know, I don't want to be going off no damn Texas, but.
Listen, what we're going to do, Jay? Check this one out. That's how we're going to do this shit, Jay. I'm going to just come bring you my money, homeboy. I ain't got nothing to talk about. All right? How about that?
Okay.
How about that? That's what you said, Knight. You said
I'm taking your
advice. This is what you told me to do.
That's the best way to damn do it. I'm just reminding you of what you said. You said you was going to lock in some other people tomorrow also. So don't have so much damn money being locked in now. I'm just holding you to what you said.
Listen, I'm not locking no money in unless we close to a race. I'm not locking no shit in for no July and June and all that
stuff.
April?
I ain't going to even bring it up. If I bring it up, people going to say I'm trying to damn pick. So I'm going to leave it alone. Fuck it. If you don't forgot it, that means it ain't no issue. Let's move on. Let's talk about something else.
No. Wit race is coming up. We can lock in for Wit race. That's the race we was talking about. Wit race or Bobby race? Those are the two races that I'm trying to make. I know I'm available for Wit race. Bob, you said the 27th and the 26th or something like that?
Yeah.
Whatever weekend that is, I'm gonna check my availability for that day. Those are the 2 days I want to shake some Grudge Inc. ass. All right?
Okay.
On those 2 days right there. Get the motherfuckers
on
deck. On
the 26th and the 27th. I really want
that's
to
y'all
shake
day. And
ain't
your crew going to be there? Yeah, that's
right.
Y'all
and
day.
That's
so
the
you
day
make
I
sure
really
the motherfuckers is in there.
But now, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. You can shake more ass if you come off that 5,000. You can do a lot more ass shaking if you come off that 5,000. I'm just saying.
Listen, man, Grudge Inc., y'all got 100 members,
just,
man. Y'all can get up 5,000. I don't want to hear that shit, man.
This just between
y'all
you
got
know,
a, y'all got 100 members. We coming to a grudge
no,
grudge
we got,
event.
Man, we
with 100
got,
of y'all
the
on the field, y'all all going
members.
Against us.
We got a hell of
listen,
a lot
of
members.
Listen, y'all all going
that.
Against us. Well,
who?
Listen, well, sis. So that means y'all can put $100 together a piece and then and get up that little file. It ain't gonna hurt nobody.
But listen,
$100
ain't gonna kill somebody. We don't want a damn. But now you come down a little bit, we go to your ass.
Listen, man.
Come down
I
a little bit, your bad ass.
I ain't betting by myself. No, shit. We want to bet more. I was saying 5 or better. Like, we wanted to get thicker than that. You know what I mean? You got to remember, I ain't betting by myself. I would like to bet 5 by myself, but shit, Bill going to want to bet, like, 5 by himself, too. So, shit, we going to be arguing, trying to see how much we going to get in on that 5 and shit. You know what I mean? And he got his other little partner be wanting to bet with us and shit. So, that little 5 is peanuts, man. Come on, man. This is big tire cars, man. Y'all know we got to bet some serious money, though. I don't even know why y'all acting like that.
No, I'm going to damn see, cause hell, it ain't like y'all don't whoop no damn body. I mean, hell, we might get
that
damn money.
So, ain't nothing to be scared. That's the more money for y'all, man.
Yeah, I'm right.
Look at it like
know
that. That's
kinda,
more money
you,
for y'all.
You probably talked me into that shit, but right now.
Yeah, shit. Lock in for 10 then.
Well, let me ask you one other question. Who do you like, Bobby Child versus Boxer Jerome out of Florida? Who you like?
I have no idea who Boxer Jerome is.
that's bald. He was in Bradenton. Got that Chevy, pretty Chevy too. As bald as nephew. You didn't see it?
Oh, wait a minute. Hell yeah, I seen that shit. That shit pretty fast too. Yeah, I know the car you talking about. Fuck it though, man. You know, I keep it cheap.
But now
I gotta go to Georgia
this,
boys,
man. Let me tell you this. They said 10,000 or better if you bring your ass to Indiana.
I get back to you.
You ain't no damn fisherman. You don't want
to
fish. You don't want to take no fish home. You don't want to take no fish
home.
See,
like, I think your man is full of shit with all that Indiana shit, because if he going to bet 10 in Indiana, he could bet 10 at Whit Race. You know what I mean? So all that shit is some bullshit to me. Listen, man, all that shit sound good, man. If he want to race, he want to race. If he want to bet 10, listen to me. If he want to bet 10 at home, he can bet 5 at Whit Race. All right?
Yeah,
so we don't want to hear all that.
When you said 10, he said, bring your ass to Indiana, and you can get 10. Matter of fact, he actually said you can name the damn number, but I ain't want to go all there. So, look, I'm just telling you what then.
At Whit Race, he can name the number. Anytime we get at the same track, he can name the number. Listen to me, man. Listen to what I'm saying, man. I'm not saying that any particular race. What I'm saying is, anytime that man get at the track with me, he can go home broke if he's ready to. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he got, he can bet it. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Whoever it is, whatever they want to do, with that right there, we ready to bet it all, man. I'll go make a loan or something, man. I'll go hit a bank or something, man, and bet everybody at the track. And ready to lose. I'm ready to lose. Like, whatever money I got with me at the track, I'm prepared to lose. Because this is blood racing and anything can happen.
The only way you can win is to put it up. You got to take a chance
to
lose.
You got to be prepared to lose, man. If you go out there and bet something that's going to hurt you, you know you're playing yourself. You know, this sport ain't really for you. So if you lose money, it really shouldn't hurt you that bad, because you shouldn't be betting nothing that's going to hurt you.
I got you. Certified.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off this damn line. I want to say this to you. I thank you and Bill for coming on. I really do appreciate. I want to Grudge Inc. and as a movement want to embrace everybody who don't mind us embracing them. And so anytime that you know anybody have an event and they want to come on and talk about it, I'm not saying we'll talk about it, all of it, but they are more than welcome to come on and promote their race. Obviously, you and Bill is somebody that we lack. You know, we want to fight, race, everything we can do, but it's all in love. I appreciate y'all coming on, man, and, you know, I just want to make sure. Help us spread the love, man, and stop some of this negative stuff. We want to be with people who don't mind us being with them. We ain't saying that we got to get. We ain't saying that we can't argue. We ain't saying that we got to be holding hands, singing Kumbaya. But we are grudge racers, and we want to welcome whoever. And so, again, thank you for coming on, man. And I'm ready to get
out
of here.
You know what, Jay? Hold up, Jay. Huh? Nah, fuck that, Jay. I ain't letting you get away with that shit, man. Nah,
okay.
Jay. You talk all that Kumbaya, brother love, get down. I'm supposed to be a part of Grudge Inc. Okay, I was excluded. All right, so let's tell the public that. All right, so the Grudge Inc. got the doors open to everybody. All right, I was excluded. I was not allowed to be a part of Grudge Inc. I was told that I could not be a member of Grudge Inc. So that's why I'm a fuck y'all up now. No, you told me that. You ain't tell me that in those words. But you ain't do what you was supposed to do. And then left me out. And you know what I'm talking about. So
until you get
your shit right, what? Did I tell a lie yet or something?
As soon as I get my shit right, what we going to do?
No, we going to work it on now. You know what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna tell everything on the show. But you know, I tried.
Well, that's what we do. We got to try. And then when we try, that's all we can do.
And know what? Know what I want Grudge Inc. to do too? I want Grudge Inc., right? I want y'all to build a little monument in y'all office and shit, a little statue of Big Low, Crew Chief, Florida Boys. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to hang them high, cause that's the pride of Grudge Inc. That's y'all face. And listen to me, Jay. Fuck all the rest of your team, man. I mean, not like that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, out of all the races that you got, that boy Big Low, man, and motherfucking Crew Chief, man, them is some racing fools, bro. I don't know if people really recognize how much of racing fools them boys is, cause
right.
I don't think people realize where the fuck they live at, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, them boys live all the way down at the bottom of Miami, man, and they be at all the goddamn races that's popping, man. So them boys right there, that's the face of Grudge Inc. That's the one thing that's keeping my respect in you, because I love you, Jay, and motherfucking Big Lower Crew Chief, man. Because if it wasn't for them and you, boy, I'll run a mud hole all over Grudge Inc. ass.
Hey, let me ask you something else. Let me ask you one other damn question in the world. Okay. Now, you out of y'all going to next weekend, y'all going over to damn South Carolina. Every racer in South Carolina is a hell of a racer. Do you agree or disagree?
Not every racer. A lot of racers.
Okay,
you know.
Well, hold on. How about North Carolina? Every racer in North Carolina is a hell of a racer. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I ain't gonna say every racer is a hell of a racer in any area. Every area got good racers, and every area got bad racers. Like, I'm pretty sure some bad motherfuckers in Chicago, and some bad motherfuckers in Texas, there's weak motherfuckers everywhere.
That's what I'm trying to tell you about grudging as a whole, baby. You know, just because you only know 10. When it's about 3,000 of us, listen to this. We 200,000 strong on the radio shows, man. We growing. This thing is moving forward, man. This ain't no plaything. And so don't minimize us certified just because you only know 10 out of 2,000, okay? You don't know
all right, know what I want to do, Jay? I want to do some shit, right? But I don't want to tell it on the radio because it's such a good fucking idea. Somebody's going to try that shit.
And make money?
Oh, yeah, big money, because it's a good fucking idea. So we're going to have to talk after the show, bro. And
okay,
me and you going to put some shit together, and we're going to put an end to this who is the motherfucking baddest, man. Because Listen to me now. I agree with Pro Stock, man. Like, and don't get me wrong now. I am not from the South, okay? I am from New York, born and raised all my life. I've only been in Georgia the last 6 years, okay? And I must admit, these boys down here in the Southeast, man, these is the baddest motherfuckers in America, man. I don't care what y'all say, man. Y'all might think y'all got some bad motherfuckers, but I'm telling you here, in my opinion now, and I ain't God of Moses, I don't know every goddamn thing, but in my opinion, these bitches over here are the baddest motherfuckers in the world, man. Y'all don't really want to fuck with these dudes over here, man. I'm going to be seriously. Them California boys, you know, them Texas boys, there's some bad motherfuckers down there, too. But I think if we match these bitches up car for car, that all this shit like me shit, man, I think the Southeast is going to come out on top, man. That's just my opinion.
Let me ask you this. Now, that's your opinion, but this is one thing for sure.
Yeah, this is my opinion.
Every man in his house thinks his family is the baddest. Now, once he takes his ass out of his house into another man's house, that's when the damn test starts. So as long as as long as the Southeast don't never leave there, they are the baddest because they don't go no damn well. Bring their ass to the Midwest, to the Southwest. Come on out around the rest of the country. I'm not saying now, listen to me. The Northeast are some top-notch racers. I'm not even trying to say that. But you can't claim to be the best when your ass never leave home. See, that's the only point that I'm saying, certified. You know, that's the one thing.
I can agree with you on that, but know what, though, at the same time, that's what we got to talk about off the line. You know what I mean? Because
it's a hell of a. I agree with you now. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but the true way to
I tell you one goddamn thing. I bet you can't go nowhere in the motherfucking America and find a back half that's gonna sit next to that motherfucking beast and win.
No,
I bet you
but
that.
I bet you. But now, I'm finna throw a rocket.
I don't care.
You
might have to go to Dubai and fuck with the Sheik or something to come and fuck with that beast, boy.
Hey, now, you're not going to be tender when I say what I say. Now, if you're going to be tender, I'm going to leave it alone.
No,
but
I'm a strong man.
It ain't about you. You know, it's the other motherfucker that be listening. Hey, I be joking. Like you said, me and you joke all the damn time. But it'll be some motherfucker going, oh, did you hear that shit he said? Oh, so I'm not going to say it. Certified, you know, me and you have to talk later. You know, I can't say shit.
Fuck them, Jay. Listen, Jay, I done told you already, man. Fuck what people say. Fuck what people think, man. Fuck how people feel, Jay. Do what you do, man. How many times I done told you that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
fuck all that shit, Jay. You can't make everybody happy, man. Do what you do, man. Fuck the world, man. That's how I feel. That's how I look at shit. I don't give a fuck if a bitch don't like me or if a bitch don't agree with me. I could care less. Like, I'm happy in my skin, man. I'm doing what I'm doing to live in my life. You know what I mean? So I could care what anybody thinks of me or how they feel about me. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm happy. I'm good. I'm still going to stay good every night. You know what I mean? So, hey, fuck them, Jay. You talking to me right now. You can say what you want to say.
Well, you know, I mean, we feel on that way. I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to go on. Trevor, can we get off this damn show? It's been a damn good show. It's 20 minutes over. This shit is getting deep. I mean, we're getting down, you know.
we got to
start talking about
some
other shit.
Off the show. Yeah, we'll talk off the show. Go ahead and close it down.
Certified, I will have the camera on your ass. Well, not on you personally, but standing beside your shoulder. So if the camera see what you see. And
I want you to point it dead at their eyes. Watch their eyes, how their eyes shift and change, and then go down to their knees. Watch their knees buckle a little bit. You're gonna say, "God damn, Certified wasn't playing." I'm telling you, boy. You're gonna see for yourself. I want the world to see now because y'all think I'm joking, and then people get on these shows and be fronting like they really want it. You know what I'm saying? But come on, man. You know, a pair of lips to say anything, man. You catch them at the track and you'll see the real shit and watch. Well, all of them backcasts are there. Watch, don't nobody on the premises want it. You know what? Now, I ain't gonna even tell y'all we gonna blow the tires off on purpose. maybe they'll try something. Maybe we can get a different response or something, you know what I'm saying? But when we go down there and let that bitch go, let me stop talking, man. Bye, man. I'm out of here, man.
All right. Everybody, y'all have a nice day. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. Thank you.